Hey gals, what is going on? Really quick, right before I jumped on, I knocked over a glass and it shattered everywhere. So I'm going to go ahead and just clean that up really quick, 30 seconds. I'll be right back. Can one of you guys type that down in the chat box for people that are coming in? Okay, hello, and welcome to Tuesday. Yeah, Pip was like running around and over there near that glass and I had to get it up. What is going on, guys? Excited to chat with you today and hear about what this past week has been. I know you guys, a lot of you guys have been tagging me and stuff. You've been getting busy, which is cool. Couple things before we get started. Yesterday's tutorial went out and it was all about beta testing. So beta testing, and we've talked about it a good amount. I want you guys to watch that tutorial sometime in the next 2 weeks or so, because it is an optional strategy. So not everyone has to do beta testing, but it's an optional strategy to help you do one of two things. So there's two different types of beta testing that I included in the tutorial, one of which is free beta testing. So free beta testing would be a lead magnet. So it would be like, hey, if I have different parts of a program that I want to try out and I want to get feedback on, maybe I want to get some screenshots, some testimonials, I want to get these pieces of this program in people's hands, I could do that. And basically it's just setting it up so that people get, you know, kind of maybe drip fed parts of the program ahead of a launch. So for example, if you were thinking about, like, especially with something like lean building or just a straight up fitness program, it worked really well. So people can actually test out the workouts ahead of time. So it's a great way for them to get access to parts of it to see what it is, especially, and you guys will kind of see this if you haven't already. Sometimes when you do put out a fitness program, people go, hey, well, can I see what the workouts are like? Or, you know, can you give me an idea of what the workouts are like? So this is a way for you to do that preemptively so that people can try them out, they can see what they're like. And they can have, and this isn't key, they have to have a good experience with them. So if you're gonna beta test and you're gonna send out free workouts, you have to make sure that they're good, right? Because we're kind of starting to warm them up for an eventual sale of more of these types of workouts. So that would be a great way to start something like that. I've had people, clients in the past do like kettlebell programs, and their beta testing consisted of little kettlebell tutorials. So they were like, hey, you guys, I'm gonna teach you how to do a swing this week. And then I'm going to give you this quick, like, 5-minute Metcon to try out now that you've learned how to do a swing. Next week, we'll learn how to do a clean. And then she teaches how to do a clean. And then she puts a little Metcon together for how to do a clean. And then the next week is I'm going to teach you how to do a snatch or a goblet squat or something like that. And so you can actually teach people and get them kind of progressed toward an eventual sell of a program. So beta testing, when it's free, it comes down to you giving them pieces of the program to try out and give you feedback. And the key for this, and I've said this many times in the tutorial, the key here is that you have to make them feel like their feedback matters. You have to make them feel as if they are truly part and included in the process of you creating that program. So, because if you're just like, hey, try out these workouts, let me know what you think. No one's going to respond back. You guys know this. People don't read shit. They don't respond back to stuff. Like, it's fine. But if you say something like, I'm looking for a handful of people to help me try out these workouts and offer their feedback. I'm going to be giving you workouts and your feedback is literally going to be helping me put together the final program. Your feedback means the most to me. I won't be able to do it without your feedback, right? So now it feels like a genuine ask and people feel really on the hook to help you out. And we want them to feel on the hook. We want them to feel included. And of course, they are included, right? They give you feedback and you can read the feedback and you can decide whether you want to change something or not change something, or maybe something you hadn't thought of before. And so it's a great way for you to get it in people's hands ahead of time and then get that amazing feedback. And for the most part, and I said, I put three questions. There's three questions in the tutorial that I require you, or I would recommend that you ask when you're asking for feedback, so that you get really targeted, amazing feedback. That would be a free way of doing it. So beta testing, again, like a free, it can be just a lead magnet. Give me, try this out, you know, what do you think? And then the whole time people are doing the beta workouts, they know when the full program is coming. They know what it's going to be about, and they also feel a sense of ownership over it. That's what's really key, is they should feel like, wow, I really helped Jill put this program together. Like, my feedback matters. So that when you go to launch this program, and I've seen it done both ways. I've seen people try to do beta testing and they haven't really made a serious commitment to making these people feel special, and it falls flat. So if you have beta testers, you need to feel them to feel like they're an integral part of the process. And of course they are, but they need to feel that way. And so, you know, responding back to every single feedback email you get, every message that you get, anytime someone gives you even a tiny bit of insight, you know, thank them, tell them you couldn't do without them, et cetera. You want that positive affirmation so they do feel included, because inclusion will make them extremely warm for the sale. They feel like they had a say in it. So beta testing can be used for that. I don't recommend beta testing, using beta testing that way for a coaching program necessarily, only because they're like, for this, it's more of like a DIY type thing, something they can easily do. They don't need a whole bunch of input from you. It's like, do the workout or don't do the workout, right? It's very simple. Second type of beta testing is what we've talked about before, which is heavily discounted coaching. So this would be for someone who feels like they just need some reps. They're like, okay, I want to build my confidence. I've never done this before. I want to take on a couple of people. It wouldn't be a ton of people. I want to take on a couple of people to get feedback, to get some amazing results, to make sure my methods work, to make sure my protocols work, to get some screenshots, to get some testimonials. It's not about the money. I think this is a huge mistake that some of us make, is we go, well, this is going to be like, don't treat it like a launch. It's not a launch. This is not about the money. This is people putting enough skin in the game that they actually follow through on the thing, but not so, it's like low barrier to entry stuff, right? So it's not free, because sometimes we know that if people do stuff for free, they don't follow through. We want these guys to follow through. We want them to feel enough on the hook that they're going to take action. They're going to follow through. Cause at the end of the day, if we're doing beta testing, we need to get them a result. Because if they get results, okay, cool. We know that this program is good to go, and now we can use these testimonials ongoing. So this would be heavily discounted. Usually I recommend about a 50% discount on something like this. So for example, let's just say you're doing a group coaching program and it's going to be maybe $100 a month for 3 months. Maybe you do $50 a month for 3 months. And you're going to be like, holy shit, I'm doing way more work than $50, right? You're going to be doing a shitload of work. That's why I say it's not about the money for when you're beta testing. It's literally enough of them to put money in, to put skin in the game, so that they'll actually do the thing and stay accountable to you, but low enough that like you feel comfortable charging it, people feel like it's a no-brainer to enroll, and that you get them the result. So it's going to be a shitload of work for not much money, but that's not the point. The point of beta testing is to get results. I don't recommend doing the full 12 weeks of beta. So if the actual full program is going to be 12 weeks, do beta for 4 or 6 weeks. Do it for long enough that they do get some tangible results, that they can provide a great testimonial, that they can get some momentum, and that they might even want to do the full program once you open it up. And I don't think that this has to be like a big old launch. I think this can be very kind of like backdoor, kind of private invites, soft launch, and only a handful of people, right? This isn't a launch. What we want to do is we want to get a handful of people, really amazing results. So we have amazing testimonials and amazing screenshots and amazing, you know, side-by-sides and case studies, so that when we go to launch the real thing and go into a full launch, we feel confident doing that. So I want you guys to watch the tutorial sometime in the next 2 weeks. And it says there that it is optional. So it's not like something that you need to have a successful business. Up until now, everything else we have done has been what I would consider to be nuts and bolts. And the rest of this, kind of like the last month or so, we're going to sprinkle in some bells and whistles. Bells and whistles are things that are fine. You can use them if you want. Free challenges, webinars, stuff like that. They're bells and whistles. You can add them or not. You can do them or not. Then there's the nuts and bolts. Build your list, lead magnets, you know, product development, one-on-one offer, application, social media, all that kind of stuff. That stuff are nuts and bolts. They're non-negotiables. we're going to sprinkle in these kind of bells and whistles. So beta testing may or may not be for you. And you don't have to do it. I've done it a couple times in the past with DIY fitness programs, and it's worked really well as a lead magnet. If you have like more of a nutrition coaching program, I probably don't know if it would work that well. You probably might want to do the opposite way, where you charge a little bit and get some people in for 4 weeks or so, 4 to 6 weeks, see how they do. And really start to build some buzz and start to steer the conversation in that direction, so that when you do the big launch, people have already heard about it. They see the beta testers going through it. They're excited, et cetera. So any questions on that? If not, make sure you guys go ahead and watch the testimonial. If you have any questions once you watch it, let me know. Again, it may or may not be for you. That's why we have this group. So if you're like, hey, Jill, I think I might want to do beta testing. Can we talk about if it's going to be a right fit or not? Cool. Come here. We'll discuss. Good. Okay, cool. So if you guys have questions, go ahead and put them on the, oh, and by the way, you guys, Lean Building, the launch finished up 2 days ago. And if you were kind of, hopefully you guys are following along a little bit and kind of seeing that, you know, it's a pretty hard sell. At least it was a pretty hard sell. I did not reach my goal, just to give you a little bit of a, like kind of behind the scenes look. I don't always reach my goal. I don't always have, I don't ever have like money goals. I normally have unit goals. Did not reach my unit goal. Was happy with the launch and the way that it went. For me, it's a goal isn't for me to get mad at myself. It's just going, okay, cool. I didn't reach my goal. You know, what could we have maybe done differently next time? And why did I have that goal in my head in the first place, right? Like, why was that? And it's cool. Like, to me, I felt like at the end of the launch, you want to feel exhausted, but you also want to feel like you did everything you possibly could. You left it all in the field. I know that if I had pulled back any of my promotion, I would have regretted it. So I was like, cool. I'm just, and again, also realizing that we only have a finite amount of promotional real estate, right? I have Instagram stories. I have Instagram main feed. I have Facebook main feed. I have ads. I have email newsletter. These are the tools that I have at my disposal. There's only so much promotional real estate, right? I can't be emailing my list 10 times a day. I can't be posting on social media 10 times a day. Stories, you can go gangbusters in stories, right? That's fine, as much as you want. But when it comes to the other spaces, there's only so much you can do. And so people kept asking me throughout the week, like, how's the launch going? How's the launch going? And I was like, it's going. I don't know if it's going. I don't know. Because to me, there's nothing that I would change. I left no stone unturned, right? And that's the only thing that you can do at the end of the day is you go, I left no stone unturned. I did my absolute best. I did everything I possibly could. I used every back pocket strategy I had, and I did all that I could. And this is just what it is. And so it allows me to stay a little bit more even keel, especially with like the emotional stuff. As we start getting into product development next week or in a couple weeks with you guys, we start to get into launching, we start to get into some of these more promotional strategies, you're going to have there's going to be an emotional roller coaster. You guys have maybe already been on that before. It's not working. I'm bad. This isn't good. People don't want me, right? Like, that's not what it's all about at all. It's a marketing issue. It's a numbers issue. It's an audience size issue, right? It's all these things. And so I'm going to encourage you guys as you start to get into promotion, and maybe you've even promoted programs in the past. And I think it's easy to get down, and I want you guys to question maybe some of the expectations that you had. Right? And we'll talk about numbers as we get a little bit closer in terms of like, okay, if I have a lead magnet, what percentage of those people on that list can I expect to convert, right? It's usually about between 5% and 10%. So for example, in Lean Building, we did beta testing and we converted about, I would say probably about like 8% of that list, right? So you think about it, you have 100 people on a list, you're going to sell 8 units. And you might be like, that's not a lot. But then you're like, but I only had 100 people, right? So then you just go, it's a numbers issue. So when you say if you're converting between 5 and 10% of a warm list, like you're right on time. Like that's kind of where you should be at. So it could be a numbers issue, but I'm looking at it like, shit, you just had 8 people give you money over the internet. Like that's fucking amazing. So I think it really does come down a lot of times to perspective. So I'm going to remind you guys to always be managing your expectations and always kind of go, okay, cool. You know, is there something I could have done better? Releasing the emotional attachment to like, I am bad. This is bad. I suck. No one wants me. And just realize that it's about practice. And again, you're not supposed to be good at marketing quite yet. You're learning, you're getting better and all that kind of stuff. And that will get better over time. But I want you guys to remember that, you know, you're doing your best. And also you are going to be creating products and services that are going to live on way past this initial launch. So if you do launch something, you create it, you launch it, and this is just the first iteration. You know, say you get like 7 people, say you get 10 people. cool, how many more people are you going to get in the next year, the next 5 years, next 10 years in that program? I've made way more money on programs after the initial launch than I ever did during the first launch. So I want to remind you guys, like, now that you are creating, you're going to be creating a product or a service that's going to live on way past the first time you launch it. And that's amazing. Like, that's a lifetime value of that program. It's not just about this kind of first launch. So I'm going to be talking a lot about that. I think that that is the hardest part of internet business, is managing your expectations. How many of you guys have even had some of that so far with, like, I put out this thing, I only got 5 likes. I put this thing out, no one liked it, right? I got this thing, no one responded. Like, you're constantly in expectation management, right? And so I always want to remind you guys that all you have to do is continue to come back. It doesn't go any faster. I wish it did. I wish it went faster. It really is just about reps, and it's about continuing to build and continuing to, for you to be excited about what you're putting out. So even if you feel like, oh my God, I spent all this time creating this program, I spent all this time creating this social media post or whatever it is, like, that has a, it's going to continue to live on, right? Someone's going to come to your profile and they might just binge read all of your content at some point. So I'm glad you took all that time to put into that social media post, because it's not just like who liked it in the first 24 hours. It's like, who's going to see that a week from now, a month from now, right? That has value. It's putting these little deposits into the trust piggy bank. Every single social media post, every single product, service, sale, everything that you do is going into the collective. So I want you to think about it's a cumulative approach. Hardest part of business, and this is why I see so many people quit, is the expectation management stuff, right? Managing my own expectations. Why did I have that number in my head? Why did I think I got to go faster? Why did I, you know, and we hear people even who have large following saying, like, look, it's insulting that you think that you should be having the success that I'm having. Like, it is. If you're new, strap in, you know? And so I think managing expectations is going to be key. I'm only talking about this because I just got off the call with one of my mastermind members who's having a little bit of an emotional kind of roller coaster moment. But I also think it bears repeating, trying to get as objective as you can with anything that you put out, whether it's for pay or whether it's free or whether it's a lead magnet. Like I've told a couple of you guys recently, you know, it's not that your lead magnet wasn't the right lead magnet. It was just, we haven't promoted it yet, right? We haven't pushed it to the max yet. We haven't really done our due diligence to get it in front of people yet. And that's cool. It doesn't mean that it was a wrong move. It just means that people haven't seen it yet. Okay, cool. So let's go ahead and open up to questions. If you guys have a question, you can go ahead and raise your hand, not here, but on the actual thing. And we'll just go through from top to bottom. So we have Simone and then Crystal. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Jill, it's like you're almost like psychic, because you say the thing that, like, I'm going to address, which is like the managing the expectations. That's like my first part, because I'm at this stage where I'm really like contemplating myself, and I'm like, am I like a joke? Like, I feel like I've put so much work into like my brand and my messaging, and I love teaching, and I feel like I've been pumping out stuff like a lot since I started working in this group. And I feel like I haven't gotten like barely any return on it yet. And I'm like, is this a sign that like I need to manage my expectations? Or is this a sign that like I might be out of like alignment with something? Like, maybe, like, I just finished my eating psychology program, and like that was like a big 8-month thing that I've been studying for. And I was like, thinking, instead of coming up with my first workout program, like, maybe I could do that instead as like my first segue as an online coach. And like, with everything that's happening, I have a client that I'm working with who I'm doing Zoom calls with, and he's a psychotherapist. And he was like, Simone, like, he gave me like some feedback. He was like, I know you're like, whatever your path ends up being, like, you're going to help so many people. He's like, you've helped me so much along my path. And like, I was so grateful that he said that, because I'm starting to doubt myself. And I'm like, where the fuck is my life going? Like, I love what I do. I love what I study. I love this. But is this my calling? Like, I'm just so, I don't know if it's a time and expectations thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would love to get your opinion, mm-hmm, and like your advice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think, and I can validate the fact that, like, in my experience, it probably takes, if you guys are feeling out of alignment, it's probably going to take you 12 to 18 months to really feel like in flow with your work and finding your real voice. Like, I think that it does take that amount of time. Does anyone follow Chrissy King? Do you guys know who Chrissy is? I don't know. Anyway, she's amazing. She's she started working with me, she was like maybe 4 years ago or so, did Best of You. And when she first started, she was like, well, I don't really know. So I guess I should just, you know, like we're like, okay, maybe we should do weight loss. Maybe she's like, yeah, I can help you with weight loss. And so she started down that road and, you know, and it was, she was doing all the things. She was putting together the lead magnets and putting together the sales page and doing the offers and like doing all the stuff. But that really wasn't where her heart laid. Like it wasn't where her heart was. And it took her about 18 months and she really found her voice in like powerlifting and body esteem for women. And now she does even like activism and stuff. And like, she wouldn't have figured that out if she hadn't just tried a whole bunch of things. So, you know, to your point, Simone, I do think that we're trying to rush something, and not like just for you, I think for all of us. If you expect to like know exactly like who you're, and that's why sometimes I hate like traditional business programs, because they're like, you need to know your avatar right from the get-go. And I'm like, you just can't know that. You are so influenced by other people telling you, you should work with this person, or you should do this, or like, or weight loss sells, or whatever it is. So you're so influenced. A lot of times you're going to miss a lot. And so if it feels out of line, it doesn't mean that you should abandon it, because I think you have to work through it. I don't think you just go, let me try this. Okay, that's not it. Let me try this. That's not it. Like you have to have the full experience. So yeah. I think wherever you think that you are, start there and go there. Do that. Do it all the way. Like create a lead magnet, create a product, create an offering, like keep doing it. And over time you'll start to be like, you know what? This is not, I don't really think I'm there, but like you have to see it through, right? You can't just like see like, oh, like every day can't be different. So start wherever you think. If it's food psychology, I think from a branding expert perspective, I think that's a great niche. I think you can even talk about like, hey, like I help women, you know, change their bodies and feel better, but from a food psychology perspective, like we're not just going to be like counting macros and doing all that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about your relationship with food. There's a lot of people who really would love something like that. So if you feel like that's where you want to spend your time and you love talking about that, that is an amazing kind of like marketing edge, I feel like, but you have to really own it and see it all the way through.
Yeah. Like I just feel like working with this client on Zoom as opposed to in the gym for an hour, right? Like I feel like I'm his health consultant. Like I know, like not to sound like woo-woo, but like I am very intuitive. Like I know what he needs in each session, and he like tells me that. He's like, every time you give me homework and stuff, it's exactly what I need. So like I know that people in the fitness industry will probably knock that and say, oh, it's not science, but I do believe in like spirituality and intuition and like my gifts. Like I have a knowing, a deep knowing of things. And I'm like, I don't know, like how do I just, like you always say, like, and I try to remind myself, like stick to one thing, Simone, because you're so encompassing that it can get overwhelming. And if people don't know what I do, then they're going to be confused and then I'm confused.
So well, I think it's okay, because I know you like to geek out on the science, like a lot of us do, like, you know, professionals, like that's what we like, you know, I can tell you this, like your clients don't give a fuck about the science. Unfortunately, they just don't, right? Like the
science, right?
And so when you, so in the back of your mind, you're going, okay, my peers won't think this is credible, or I might be seen a certain way by people I respect. And I think it's short-sighted, and I think it's normal, by the way, especially at this point. I think a lot of times when we first get started, we're so worried about what our peers think, and is this going to be valid, and you know, is this okay, and am I okay? And that's just because maybe you've been a student up until this point. Now it's like, you're not a fucking student anymore, you're a teacher. So like, assume the role, right?
Yeah.
And like, let the chips fall. Like, you know, I've seen a lot of people in our space, and we've talked about this before, who are now making huge strides. Someone like a Jordan Syed or something, or like a Zoe Lee, they keep that shit simple, super simple, right? And they have the science background. They know the biochemistry. They know the hormonal stuff. They know all that, but they are very savvy to who they're talking to.
Yeah.
And so I think, and their business have blown up as a result of that. So I think always check yourself. Because I can hear you when you even use the qualifiers, like I'm sure the fitness people wouldn't think that's science-y enough. It's like, who gives a fuck about them? They're not your customers. They're not going to buy from you. So double down on what you think that this client of yours is giving you invaluable market research. Speak that language, right? Double down on that. It doesn't mean you can't speak the science. You're still like super smart chick. But the front-facing stuff, meet people where they're at.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I think like when I see myself like, like, what do I really see myself doing at this time? It's creating like educational videos around sustainable nutrition and in stress in their relationship with themselves. Like, it's in making videos and stuff. Like, I might not be in workout clothes. I might be in like regular clothes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how I'm going to sequence this thing or like, but I want to be able to drop them little pieces of wisdom that can get them to have like an aha moment, be like, oh my God, I do that. Or I was in that mindset my whole life. I body checked for like 25 years every day and looked at my body and like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And like, yep. My relationship with my body was symbolic of like my relationship with my life at certain points. I was like criticizing it. I was freaking out about it. And like, I didn't trust myself. So I had to be so extreme and like obsessive and controlling. And it's like the second you learn to relax and change your mindset and change your emotions, the whole thing changes. So that's what I see myself doing, like even like starting out, because I feel like that lights a fire in me. Whereas like right now, I'm just not feeling like working out is where I'm going to start. I might do it like when gyms start opening up and I get like that big drive and that big passion back. But right now it's like developing a healthy relationship with food.
Awesome. Put that content out there. And this is a good question, you know, for someone who's been, especially like when I ask people who've been in business for a long time, like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, I always ask them like how they stay the course. And they follow what they're excited about doing, right? So it doesn't mean that they abandon all the other stuff. Like, you know, they don't abandon some of the things that made their brand, but maybe their day-to-day conversation is around what they're excited about. And I think that's okay, especially as a personal brand, you guys. Remember, like, we're multi-passionate. It's okay to talk about all these different things and you'll reach different people in your audience based on that. But when it comes to your offering, this is the question I always ask myself, and I want you guys to ask yourself too. What is the transformation I am the absolute best at facilitating? What is the transformation that I am the absolute best at facilitating? And that's what you charge money for. You can put whatever you want on social media. I don't give a shit. You want to show your dog. You want to show, you know, what's going on. Like, you know, anything you want goes. But when you charge for something, it's for your zone of genius. What is the thing that you're so confident if your ideal client came to you that you'd be like, no problem, let's go. Like, no issues, let's go. Right? Like, what is that thing? And then that's what you double down on when you're charging for something. So Simone, I would encourage you to start to think about, okay, is it this food psychology? Am I 100% confident someone came to me who's in that before picture, does not like themselves, does not, you know, have a good relationship to food, does not really understand their body. Can I say 10 out of 10, I'm going to get them there. I'm going to get them the result that they want to. Right? So, you know, someone came to me and was like, hey, Jill, I want to get stronger. I want to compete in a powerlifting competition. I'd be like, I can maybe get you a couple steps, but I know I'm not the best at that. You should go with someone else, right? So know what you don't do as well is just as powerful as knowing what you do. Because then it allows for you to get just fucking laser focused on what it is exactly that you're delivering.
That's really helpful, the contrast of being like, I don't do this. Because I can't be all things to all people, and I don't want to be all things to all people. I want to be like the it girl for my thing, you know?
So start there. I think you guys have heard this, the riches is in the niches. The riches are in the niches. So remember, like, get as niche as you possibly can. Believe me, we're not talking about local gym audience now. We're talking about the internet. There's fucking 8 million people or billion people that you guys can eventually pull from, right? I think half of those people are on the internet. So
it's so true. It's so helpful. I think that like, I have to just go with it. Like that program was so helpful for me. It's like a spiritual and a science thing. Like it's such a great thing. I'm so happy I did it. And so I'm like, all right, like you just passed the test. So I'm like, go with it. Create your first course around like how to overcome food anxiety or how to overcome like self-trust issues with, I don't know, I'll word it in a way that like resonates. But yeah. I just think right now with where I'm at, like in my headspace and in my heart, like I love coaching conversations like this, like the Zoom call that I have with my client. I'm like, fire it up. I'm like, oh my God, I love this. If I could do this with 100, not 100, but like 10, 15 more people.
Yeah. Let's do it with one other person first.
Yeah.
Let's get one more. Then let's get 5 more. Then let's get 10 more, right? And you'll do that. But let's nail it. Let's put our stake in the ground and own it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got it. And I want to address this comment Candace had, which is a good one. It's frustrating when everyone tells you how awesome you are, but then they don't sign up for your shit. Yeah. So I can speak to this. It's, you know, that's the kind of stuff that comes first. The face-to-face conversations, the DM conversations, the emails, all of that will come first before the public recognition and the investment, right? It's easy to tell you that they like your stuff. What's harder is actually parting with money. So remember, like, if you're getting that, it means you're on the right path. If you're getting that, it means you're making waves. People are noticing. And that's what's hard, is that you go, I spent all this time doing all this stuff and it's not getting the validation, the public validation I think it should, whether it's likes or follows or money or whatever. But at the end of the day, like, it really comes down to starting with that momentum. And so if you're getting that, that means you're on the road. You're making waves. People are paying attention, even if they're not publicly commenting or publicly purchasing or publicly acknowledging. They're intrigued. They're interested. They're watching. They're not quite convinced yet. They don't quite trust you yet enough to part with their money. That's okay. They will.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. You got it. Let's go with Crystal and then Laura. Hey, Crystal, what's up?
Hey, Crystal, what's up? Hey, Jill. Hi, ladies. Okay, a few things. I wanted to give you an update from last week, and then I had a few questions. So I know last week I was talking to you about pricing and everything with my one-on-one coaching. So essentially I wanted to ask you, was that kind of like a beta test that I did without knowing? Because, like, I charged these people, and it had 15 people from, started at 200, and by the 15th person I got up to 275. And some of them are actually approaching their end of their 6 weeks now. So they are going into a phase two, which I charge $500. And I was really scared to do that. But since then, I have three people at $500 since last week. And they just, it didn't seem to be an issue. It was like, okay. So I'm like, oh, okay. So that was good. I was like really scared about, you know, pricing. But that's the good thing, is if you get more people at a higher price, if I get people at a higher price, I don't need as many people. Okay. So essentially, was that kind of like a beta testing thing? Because I'm going to get testimony from them, you know, from these people. And I wanted to ask, how should the testimonials go? Like, do I guide it, like, by asking them prompting questions, or should I just say, what did you think? Give me your experience and just let them just say whatever they want to say. What do you
think about that? I'm a fan of, like, steering the conversation, often because they don't really know what to say, right? So when you're like, hey, tell me what it's like to work with you, they don't even know where to begin, right? Because they don't do it for a living. So I like to actually, this is what I do, is I say, hey, do you have, you know, would you mind taking 5 minutes to just do like a quick interview with me? So you can get them on Zoom and interview them on Zoom and have the questions ready and record it. And I would say, you know, okay, cool. So can you describe to me, like, when we started, what were you really struggling with at that time? Right. So you want to paint the before picture, and you want to steer them to share the emotions, feelings, adjectives of how they were feeling. Then you can say, you know, when we first started working together, how did you start to feel, or how were you feeling? Right. Or, like, maybe before you purchased, were you scared to invest? You know, if you think it, were you doubting, you know, were you doubting your, that you might be successful or not, right? So you want to kind of start to address some of the concerns that, you know, potential clients are thinking. They're thinking, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be successful. I don't know if Crystal's program is the one for me. I don't know if I'll follow through. I don't know if I trust myself to do it. So you want to get them and steer the conversation. Then when we start working together, what were some of the changes that you started experiencing? What were some of the big downers for you? What were some of the big things that when you started doing them, they really started to pay off, right? So this is when they get tactical. When we do this really helped me, and this thing really has helped me so much. And then you say, cool, now, you know, how, if you describe in like a couple of words how you feel now compared to before you started, what is that? So you want to kind of paint the before and after picture, and then also talk about the modalities, the interventions that you used. And then you can either use that video and take clips of it and put that on social media, or you can actually transcribe it and put that on sales pages and, you know, write it as a case study and things like that. So I'm a huge fan of trying to use it in multiple different ways. So you'll have the video, you'll have the screenshots, and then you talking through the case study yourself, right? When so-and-so came to me, she said that she felt this way, this way, this way, right? So all the different ways of trying to get it. But I think a 5 to 10 minute video testimonial where you ask the questions.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if I could do like a jot form or something, but I like that 5 to 10 minute video.
Yeah, just a Zoom call, jump on 5 to 10 minutes, and you can ask the questions that you want and steer the conversation.
Okay. So with that, do I need an official launch, or because I haven't done an official launch. So all the people that I've been working with have been warm leads. They went to my page and filled out the questionnaire, and I contact them and sold it from there, from our conversation. Mm-hmm. Do I need to do an official launch? Because I've never done that, or should I just keep putting social proof out there and just kind of let the people come to me?
Yeah. I would do social proof. And then I would also say, like, you know, after you can maybe put a deadline on it, like, you know, maybe the end of May, or not taking any more one-on-ones for a while.
Okay.
So I would do open enrollment for one-on-ones, open enrollment, but definitely have a deadline by which, like, you're, you know, not going to take them for a while. So whether that's a week or whether that's a month or whatever. So, you know, it's up to you. You can say, hey, you guys, I'm enrolling one-on-ones this month. I only have a handful of spots. I'm looking to work with a very specific person.
Okay.
This may or may not be you. And then here's, you know, some examples of some of the women that I've worked with. Here's exactly the kind of results you can expect. If you're wondering if this might work for you, send me a message. We can chat. Be happy to talk to you about that, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, I'm not taking any more applications after May 31st because I'm going to be working with those women. I want to give my full attention.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I kind of used that strategy a little bit on yesterday on my consultation call. I just simply stated, like, you know, this is a very high touch program. We talk all the time. I'm always here for guidance. These are my expectations. And if you feel like you're not ready to commit, or you feel like you're not ready to be held accountable, then this is not the program for you at this time. And she's like, oh, no. Like, I'm ready. We're going to pay. I'm like, okay.
And what we know about exclusivity language, that makes sense, right? When people are like, you know, because you want to be like, hey, it's actually not for, and that's true. It's a true statement. It actually isn't for everybody, right?
Yeah.
You're this, it may not be for you. And then, but they want to be someone who's ready to make a big change, right? They want to be someone committed. They want to be someone who is ready to make a full transformation. So they're going to defend that. Nice.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah, that worked well. Let me see. Was there anything else?
And you guys, by the way, this is important to note that, like, you know, Crystal had a, like, nothing to lose attitude, right? She said that knowing full well the woman would have been like, she could have backed out, right? But she was like, she's confident in her product. She's sold on her product. And she's perfectly fine if that woman decides to walk away because she's not ready.
Yeah, and I think I would have been very afraid to do it. But I think because I've had some reps now, and people are coming, and I actually seeing how much it takes for me to keep up with all these people all the time. And I'm like, so me, when I think about when I charged $200 6 weeks ago, I was like, oh wow, oh no. And I sent you a DM, was like, and I was showing you results of some of one of my clients. I'm like, I put way too much work in. I mean, the contact, this is so high touch that there's no way I'm not doing myself any type of justice by charging that much. Yeah. So now I'm at $500, but I was thinking about what you said about it should be like $600 for 6 weeks. So I'm working my way up to that.
Awesome. I love it. I'm so pumped. Yeah. Keep it open for this month and then close it down for a little bit.
Okay. Cool. Sounds great. Perfect. Thank you so much.
I'm excited. You got it. Okay. Let's go Laura and then Megan.
Hey, Jill. Hey, everyone.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I'm pretty tired from launching my program, which, you know, compared to what I was like, you know, like I was saying last week, I was trying to mirror a lot of what you were doing. But at the end of the day, like, I was not prepared for this at all. And I think it's a really good learning opportunity for me. Like, during it, I was definitely like, this is so much work, I'm exhausted, and like, I'm not getting as many people as I'd like, but I kind of just detached from outcome and listen. Like, you said something a couple of weeks ago that was kind of like, you know, come at this objectively, like, what could you have done better? What did you do really well? And like, this is going to help me for future launches. And so I've learned a lot of how I would do things over. But there's definitely some good things that came out of it. So, I kind of just put the program together in like a week right after that 14-day reset finished. And I was like, holy shit, this is so much work to do in a week. I was like filming videos and doing the landing page and creating and trying to sell and trying to post. And like, I was not like a person that week either. I was like on edge and tired and exhausted. And I could just see you really want that week to sell and to promote and to connect with people instead of like putting shit together. So right. I'll be doing that differently next time.
Love it.
And so, yeah, and I think that this would have been a perfect opportunity to beta test because it essentially is a small group training, a small group coaching. And I got 9 people. My goal was 10. Yeah. So I feel confident with that because I want to be able to deliver results. And if I have more than that, I'm going to feel spread too thin. So I really want to make sure that I'm investing the time. Okay. And it is at a very cheap rate. So it is almost like beta testing because I am asking them for feedback. What do you like? What's working for you? And I'm taking all of that and I'm going to parlay it into the next time I launch this and the next time I make this.
Yep.
It's
going to just exponentiate your signups next time, right? So like you have 9 people that just gave you money over the internet. That's fucking amazing. And you're going to go to work for them, right? And so again, you're probably going to be working a lot more. You're going to be working 5-10 times more than the price they paid you. But your goal is to get them the best results possible in these next 4 weeks. So like you're going to just pump it out. You're going to give them everything you possibly can. And you're going to do whatever you can to get screenshots, testimonials, case studies, all that great stuff. Even if you only get a handful of them, it's going to really pay off.
Yeah, what I did is something that you said in the tutorial was, you know, create something where they can give you feedback every couple weeks. So I'm going to I linked a Google Sheets for them to report like their mood, their energy, their appetite, and then having them take circumference and progress photos. And I said, you don't have to share these with me right now. But like you said last time, anyone that's doing well, I might say, oh my God, your results are great. Like, do you mind doing a small testimonial or do you mind sharing? So I'll cross that bridge down the line, but I am going to have them do updates every 2 weeks.
Awesome.
But yeah, I definitely, was so tired and I could like only imagine what you were going through. Cause you were posting like twice a day and like on 2 different, like, pages and answering questions and doing like tutorials. And like, obviously I look up to you and like, I think you did an incredible job. And, I was really inspired. You were like posting twice a day. I'm like, okay, I'm going to post twice a day too. And I was like, by Sunday, I was like, I need a drink so bad. I'm so tired. So just like a couple questions. So I think the good that came out of this is that it's a little bit smaller, right? It's not like a ton of people where I can't deliver the value. I'm going to be getting reps under my belt and getting that, like those testimonials. I'm getting feedback from people. And then I really do think that the content that I'm creating for this, like the workout videos and the nutrition live trainings, I'm going to be able to use those as like freebies and awesome. As lead magnets.
Very cool.
What's your opinion on the nutrition webinars or like live trainings? Do you have like a time limit that you recommend they should be? I was thinking of just recording them and then posting them to YouTube or posting them to like a private page or something. How long is it? Not too long, but long enough.
Like 10 to 15 minutes max.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Especially if they're lives, right? If you can do lives, 10 to 15 minutes max.
Okay. I was going to just record it and then send it out to them for them to watch it on their own. Or do you recommend that I'm like, we're going to go live on this day and then record it?
It doesn't matter, but I think you should post them in both places. So if you're going to, if you do have a closed Facebook group for this, you can post a pre-recorded video in there.
I have just a WhatsApp group chat.
Okay, cool. Then just send it out to them and then put it on YouTube too. So they can go and access it anytime.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I looked at your lean building page because I signed up for it and then I realized you had a landing page for it. And I was like, oh, I should probably have a landing page for this. So like Saturday night, I'm like creating a landing page, which is awesome because everything is there and I don't have to just keep emailing people every week. Like here's a tutorial and now your measurements. So like that was really good. I saw that. But yes, I'm posting them to that landing page and I'll link it to YouTube. For next time, how would I have rolled that out? And granted, I know we haven't gotten to this yet, but like I did 2 weeks of the free 14-day reset and then I did a week off and then I started the program. When would I have started talking about that program, like the paid one?
Yeah, so you actually did it on the timeline I'd probably recommend. So I would, and I think you did open it up to your freebie people early. for a few days.
Yeah.
And then you open it up to everyone for a few days. So I normally teach an 11-day launch. It's usually 5 days to your warm list, the people who did your thing, right? Your freebie. And yeah. then 6 days to the public. And you want to be talking about it like longer in advance, right? So this is what's hard, is that what we're seeing now is we just need longer lead times, especially if you're doing like an open and close cart launch like this, is people need to see the name. They need to know the hashtag. They need to like be like excited that it's coming versus feeling like blindsided by the sale. Because think about it. Anytime when you launch something, the first half of the launch is just getting it on people's awareness. They're like, what is this? Right? No one's reading anything. You know, I was posting constantly about lean building and you need a set of dumbbells. And I have people, you know, last day of launch be like, what equipment do I need? And I'm like, I literally fucking put it on every single post, says you need dumbbells, right? But no one reads anything. So it's a reminder to me that we need to be prolific. We need to be talking about it in advance as well and answering questions and putting out content and stuff like that. So, and the launch is, and I'm going to teach you guys the launch formula, but I want you guys to think about a couple of things. Number one, we have audience size. So audience size is how big your social platforms are, plus how big your email list is, right? Then we have trust level. So you can have really high trust, really low trust. We want to find a good balance of both. So for example, there are people on Instagram who have millions of followers, very little trust, right? They're just putting out like booty shots. Cool, amazing, but like no one really feels connected to them. They might have an aspirational body, but that's kind of it, right? Then we have people who have 1,000 followers on Instagram or social media, maybe have like 500 people on our list, and that the trust is super high because they're giving a ton of value. They're talking about their one-on-one offer all the time. They're getting great results with their one-on-one clients. They're using testimonials all the time, right? So there's super high trust and they're able to pull a lot of money out of a small audience. Then you have these huge accounts that they can't pull out any money because they have no trust. So we want to have a good balance of both. So you want to look at kind of like the ratio of, you know, what's your list size or what's your audience size, and then what are you converting those people at? And that will tell you your trust level. Does that make sense to everyone? So usually, and we'll get into this as we get into launching, but if you think about it, if you have something like Laura or even Lean Building, which is a low ticket offer, and I'm launching to 200 people, I might get 10 people, right? And that is probably not as much as I could make if I converted 10 of them into one-on-ones. Now, is it way more money to get one-on-ones? Absolutely. But it's a lot more time too, right? So do you guys see the trade-off here? So you can do, like Laura's kind of doing something in the middle. She's doing like a group coaching offer, but we know we have DIY offers, we have group coaching offers, and then we have one-on-one offers. And one-on-one, if you have a small audience and high trust with your audience, you need to be doing one-on-one coaching and max that out. Then you go to group coaching. Okay, I maxed out my one-on-ones, or like Laura, she's like, I don't really love one-on-one, so I want to do more something like group, right? So maybe that's your preference. You're never going to get as much money in a group coaching program as you would getting a one-on-one. And then DIY is even less. So the lowest ticket, DIY. And if you have a small list, then you're probably not going to sell as many units. So you might be better off focusing on one-on-one. Is everyone kind of following this? Depending on like, cool. So if you're like, Jill, I launched a $50 DIY and I sold 5 of them. So you made what? $250, which is like amazing. You just made $250 on the internet. But the amount of effort it would take to sell 5 units at $50, you could have gotten one-on-one client and made more. Everyone following this? Okay, because I want to set you guys up. I do want you to have a DIY offer or a low ticket offer for a downsell. If you're getting on the phone with people and they're not ready for one-on-ones, I want you to have something to put them into that is a lower ticket offer. But if you're going into this like, hey, I'm going to launch this DIY and it's going to be $50, and your audience size isn't big enough yet, then you're probably not going to sell a ton. I think the way Laura did it is great because she has, you know, she has an audience size. She's building her trust with that audience. She's doing a group coaching offer. It's very affordable. And she got 10 people she's going to get great results with, right? And she's happy with that. So I want you guys to think about anytime we have this kind of like managing of our expectations, or I put in so much time on this launch, like Laura's like, I'm fucking exhausted. And I only got 9, I'm not saying you're saying that, but you could be like, I only got 9 for all that time put in, it's not worth it. Then you go, okay, cool. I can get one one-on-one client to make that much money. And it'd be less effort. Everyone's following? So if you're going to do an open and close cart launch, it needs to feel, I mean, it doesn't, like, especially at the beginning, it's not going to ever feel worth it. You're going to be like, I worked my fucking ass off and I got 20 people. And that's not enough, but that's still 20 people that gave you money. And as your audience grows, next launch you'll get 35 people. Next launch you'll get 75 people. Next launch you'll get 150 people, right? So as your audience grows and you keep that trust high, you're going to sell more. So it's a numbers game plus it's a trust level game. And if you don't have a big audience, then you go hard on trust and you get your one-on-ones and that's kind of what you charge for. So anyway, this is a little bit of a tangent. It doesn't really have anything to do with what Laura was saying, but I want to kind of set you that up because we are going to be talking about products and programs and DIYs moving forward. And I want you to get your head around like that. Maybe you don't want to do a launch. Maybe you just want to have it as a downsell for one-on-ones, and that's cool for now. Okay, what else?
I definitely feel like I slapped my audience in the face with it. Like, it came out of nowhere. They were like, oh, now you did a free thing and now you're selling something. Like, there was no lead up. I didn't talk about it at all until I opened the cart. So like, that's something obviously I learned from, like, I'm not going to be doing that again.
Awesome.
And I realized I could have just sold it as an evergreen too. So whenever people signed up, they just kind of got the platform kind of like you did it. And then like, well, I guess it's not evergreen, but they could have started it whenever, you know, they didn't have to just start it on this Monday. If I had everything set up before it launched, they could have just bought it and then gone and did it.
Cool. So and that's a whole different, you know, conversation. What we can do after this is figure out a way to make it maybe evergreen. And then we need to figure out how to market it if we're going to make it evergreen.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely something. I mean, I created so much content. I definitely want to continue using it. And now I'm just kind of like back on building my list, putting out content, and I do want to pull a couple more one-on-ones just to have it. So should I just like let the dust settle for like a week and then start like talking about a freebie?
So what I would do is, because you're going to be working with these people so closely, is I want you just to use social proof for the next month. So as your clients are starting to get results, as they're starting to get wins, I want you to put that up on social and I want you to talk about your one-on-one coaching. So even though technically these people are getting results from a group coaching program, they're still working with you. So it's still valid. So I want you to be sharing this and say, hey, if you are someone who wants to, you know, I'm opening up my one-on-ones just for this month. If you are someone who really wants to make a change and you want to get consistent and whatever, you know, you guys are doing market research, what are people looking for again? Again, the feedback I got with lean building was a lot of people were just fed up with their quarantine routine and wanted something new, wanted to get out of a rut, et cetera. So speak their language and then use the social proof as you get it. Just put it back up on stories, put it back up on your main feed, send it out to your email newsletter, and then ask for one-on-ones. You can be creating a lead magnet as well, but remember, that's a different call to action than one-on-ones.
Cool. I'll focus on in the next 30 days because I'm going to be getting a lot of content and cool. I do want to build up at least a little bit of one-on-ones.
Awesome. Do that.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. I'm excited you just jumped in though. Honestly, like, takes a shitload of balls. So good job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it. I don't know if shitload of balls is grammatically correct, but you guys know what I mean.
I liked it.
All right, let's go Megan and then Jack.
Hey, Jill. Hey, guys. How's it
going? What's up?
Okay, so I'm going to try to make this as, like, succinct as possible, but I have a lot of, like, ping-ponging going on. Okay, so I'm going to start with saying I don't even know where to start because you guys know I've said in the past, like I struggled a lot with staying consistent with creating content, and I was feeling kind of drained because I was trying to manage like a full-time job and then my content creation and my full-time clients and then my own like athletic training schedule, just because my personal training for myself and the nutrition and all of that is just stupid. Like, it's a lot. And so since then, and I've wasn't gonna bring this up because I do not want it to sound like I'm trying to say like poor me or make excuses or anything like that, but I'm just to the point where I'm so like overwhelmed and kind of lost that I feel like it's better for me to just put it all out on the table and be like, hey, what do you think? So what I mean by that is that since I actually had coronavirus, like I had it back in March, and I didn't know, because obviously, like, I was lucky enough to, I wasn't hospitalized. I had, like, the lower grade symptoms. But as a result, I, like, my own training, which is, like, the one thing that, like, I've always clung to, has kind of been, like, stripped from me. Like, and now whenever I try to do anything remotely, like, aerobic, I can't. Like, I get really, really zapped of energy and, like, zapped of just, like, my capacity is gone. Like, I can't perform. And it was, like, overnight that, like, I can't even do, you know, 10 minutes worth of, like, a Metcon. And so I didn't realize, actually, until just now, the fact that I can't keep it together telling you guys this, like, how much it's impacted me. And I've just kind of been saying, like, you know what, like, everyone deals with injuries, everybody deals with setbacks, like, stop feeling sorry for yourself, like, you gotta have, like, the typical, like, my mindset has always been, like, stop making excuses for yourself, like, figure out a way to make it happen. And so, like, I've got that. And then on Friday, like, obviously with quarantine, I've been telling myself, like, really, there's no excuse for you to not be using this time to create content and giving more attention to your clients and all this. Well, last week was really intense with work. I was basically working on the equivalent of, like, the workload of 4 full-time pharmaceutical reps, because of, like, how my current position is whatever. Long story short, that's what I was doing. So I was working my ass off to try to get everything settled for that and contribute to my team, and then found out Friday that my team was terminated. So, like, out of nowhere, they actually told us the day before. They were like, you guys are in the clear, we're having some cuts, but you guys are in the clear. And then the next day it was basically like a fuck you, just kidding, like, you're shit out of luck. And so then there was that, and I'm now at the point where I'm like, I don't know what to do, like, with my business, because now, even though logically I have so much time and so much freedom to pour everything into it, I don't have any energy. And it's like, not, and then I try to do, like, a workout and I'm like, that'll make me feel like myself, you know, like, I'll just get my training in, and then I can't even do, you know, 20 minutes of a training session where usually it would be 90 minutes to 2 hours. And I just don't want to let all of this, like, I don't want to let, like, this quarantine and this whole coronavirus shit win, you know? And that's kind of how I see it. I'm like, okay, like, yeah, these are all setbacks and this all sucks really bad, but, like, I could choose to sit here and be like, wow, like, woe is me, like, you know, all this shit happened to me and I'm sorry or sad about it. But on the other hand, I can be like, fuck off, like, I'm gonna make this shit happen. And I just don't know, I don't know where to start with, like, the business piece of it, and not being naive and saying, like, I'm just gonna keep working and realize that I'm burning out.
Yeah, so, gosh, I'm sorry, that's a lot. That is a lot at once, and I didn't know the coronavirus. That's crazy. Yeah, and I totally get that as someone who obviously, you know, values training. I get that, you know, if you don't have that's been a huge outlet for you, especially just, like, you know, stress reduction outlet and just, like, way for you to feel yourself and feel confident. So I look at it like, okay, cool. Is there another place that we can start to build confidence then? So if it's not in, like, training, and you need to honor your body because your body needs to be honored, then, you know, where can we start to get some confidence? Where can we build some confidence in other areas so that the body piece doesn't feel so huge? I think that's what's hard, right? So I need to get wins in a different area. And the thing with business, and this is what's hard, especially about what we're doing, is, like, you can't force it because we are in the trust building business. And I hate that, like, I know you're ready and you're like, I'm fucking gangbusters. And it's like, cool, we still have a pace that we have to keep, right? There's still a pace. So what that means is, if I was to, like, tell you what I would consider to be the best use of your time, it's always the basics. It's always coming back and showing up consistently with your audience. Like, you can't get around that. As much as you want to create products and services and do this and do that, you can't force it, right? Until we have an audience, like, and this is one of the things that, not just not you, Megan, but like in general, like one of the biggest pet peeves in our space is you see business coaches being like, I'll teach you how to do a course. And people just think that you're just supposed to create a course and that's like how you build a business. And it's like, no, there's no people yet. So in order to get the people, build the trust, to build the audience, to continue to, for people to see you as that expert that you are, you have to go to work still. You still have to show up in your, on your Instagram, on your Facebook. You still have to be there and provide value. There's no getting around that. So it comes back to maybe something we even talked about in the first couple of weeks of FBA, which is how can you get consistent with social? How can you get consistent with your content? As much as we want to skip the steps and get the sales and do all that kind of stuff, we can't do that. I mean, we can be doing that, but we also have to be doing this kind of groundwork too. So how are you doing, like, on a scale from 1 to 10, how consistent have you been in terms of doing your 3 S's?
So I've been way more consistent on like stories than I have with actual posts. And again, have like, and this is my own frustration, is that I've got a lot of pictures that I'm like, ooh, like, and a lot of like jotted down ideas of like, okay, like I took some random pictures and I was like, you can put a caption on any picture. Like, that's not the big thing. It's the story behind it. And you know, with the like speed at which I was running prior to losing my job, I was like, I would see something and I'd get an idea and I'd be like, okay, like I don't have 15 minutes to write this post right now. So I got to like basically note it and put it away for later. Well, then my squirrel brain would kick in and later would never come. Or I would get too, like, it would be the procrastination of like, oh my gosh, like this is going to take a minute for me to sit down and write. Like, I don't have 15 minutes right now. Like, I'll do it later. And then it becomes bigger in your
head. Yep.
And so yeah, that's where I'm. And then like, to your point, sorry, go ahead. You go first.
Well, I was just going to say, that's cool. I mean, to me, that's all fine and normal, by the way, you know, and I just want to validate, sometimes it takes more than 15 minutes. And that's what's hard too, is just going like, and it's something you and I have been talking about the last couple of months, which is, you know, can you get it on your calendar? Like, and I know it's hard to think about posting on social media because you're not getting paid and you're not getting an immediate return on that time spent. And that's what's hard about what we do, is it goes into that like kind of trust building collective. So there's no way to quantify, okay, I'm going to take 15 minutes here to put a post up and that's going to earn X dollars later. We can't track that. That's not a metric we can track. And I know that you get that. So I think at this point, if I were you, I would just be like, cool, my only goal is to show up every day. So like, if I were you, I would literally get like a big ass calendar, like make one or something, put that shit up on my wall and put a big green check mark every single day that I post on my main feed. And then if I don't, I put a big fucking red X so I can look and see a visual of, have I been consistent? And I know me, and I know you too, because you're competitive. You don't want to see any fucking red X's up there. You want to see all green check marks. So for me, that's how I would motivate myself to stick with that. Don't make it about, I need to get sales. I need to, like, that will come as a result of you being consistent and showing up and adding value. So I don't care if it's like a one line caption. It doesn't need to be a long ass caption. Just get it up. If you don't have time that day, pick a photo you like, grab a quote that you love, throw that shit up there and just get it up as a green check mark that day. So I think that's more the barrier to entry.
Yeah, that's super helpful. Cause I think, now that just hearing you say that and something resonated, like something clicked with, you're right, the whole competitive thing and like physically seeing a red X versus a green check mark. Like, I think a lot right now I feel hugely insecure, which I'm very like, usually I don't really struggle with that. Like, I'm used to being in control. And I think that's my biggest barrier with my own business, is I know I haven't been as consistent as I need to be. And it just feeds the like insecurity monster of like, Megan, you know, you haven't been as consistent with posts. So like, it's just like with people who say that they want to make a dietary change and they come to you as a coach and be like, oh my gosh, well, nothing's happening. And you ask like, okay, well, how many days have you been consistent? And they're like, well, you know, and it's like, that's a pet peeve of mine. And I'm doing my own pet peeve, which makes it even worse. Cause I'm like, what, like, you know, I look in the mirror and I'm like,
but you're learning a new skill, right? Like, for you, getting up and working out is like second nature. For that client of yours, getting up and, you know, doing whatever they are good at doing is second nature, right? So you have to be gentle with yourself. Like, you're learning a new skill set. This is a totally new thing. That's why I said, because we're not feeling confident in the physical stuff right now, because we can't be, because we're, you know, getting over being sick, we need to build reps in another area. And we've talked about this before. Confidence is area specific. And the only way to get more confident in an area is to just take more action in an area. And so even if it's just like, give yourself permission to like not be good yet, right? Like, don't compare yourself to someone who's been doing it for 10 years. Just get up, post, and move. That was my mantra when I first started. Post and move, post and move, post and move. I'm not sitting around waiting to see how many fucking likes it gets. I'm not waiting around seeing if anyone's DMing me. I'm like, cool, what do I got? I got tomorrow. I got to fucking get a post up. Like, I got work to do, right? So at the end of the day, it's just about the green check mark. Get it up and just be as clinical as you possibly can with it. Cool, this is my job now. And just start to really feel confident and, dare I say, excited to do it after.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm looking for. I think, yeah, you said it. Cause like in training, not only have I lost, like, and I don't need to keep going back to it, but I just am seeing parallels. Like with my physical training, not only have I lost capacity, which is scary because I don't know how long that's going to last. Like nobody knows how, like what the, I guess like effects are of having the virus or how long I can expect to stay. There's no end in sight. Like, hey, you know, at 8 weeks, you're going to feel back to normal, or at 10 weeks, you're going to start feeling better. And so I just keep going every day and I'm like, well, fuck, like I'm definitely not feeling better today. But like, then that also feeds into like not even enjoying my training because it hurts and it's like I can't breathe and I feel like I'm suffocating. And then I'm like, the thing that I used to get so excited about and be so passionate about, and that helped breathe life into, hey, like I want to help other people feel this way. It's like I've lost my own like fire for it, which I never, ever, ever thought would happen. So that makes sense.
It's an evolution. Give yourself permission. I think the judgment on top of the not doing is just exacerbating the issue. And I get that. Like the self-judgment doesn't really facilitate anything. And I get why it's just like common, because you go, I should know this. I should be better. I get this. Intellectually, you do get it. Like totally get it. So I think just at the end of the day, give yourself permission to do your best and let that be good enough. And I know that's hard, especially coming from like a really competitive background. You want to be good already. You want shit to be happening already. I get it. You want to skip steps. I totally get it. But I think just give yourself permission to just be consistent. The same thing you tell a client, right? Just be consistent. I don't care if you mess up. Just be consistent with this one thing. And then let's check in next week. So do you feel confident committing to that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Relaxing into that?
Yep.
For now? Okay. Awesome. I love that. Well, you got a lot of things going on, girl. So be gentle with yourself. It's not easy. Number one, fucking losing your job. Number two, losing a thing that you love in this span of time. So, you know, we're here for you. We got you, but let's get some wins in this new area. Let's like just get better in this new space and really start to build our confidence there. People fucking need you. So let's go get it.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it. You're the best. I'm excited. Okay, cool. Jack and then Tara.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I have a bunch of questions. They're on my post-its. It's about beta testing, which is perfect because we said April 15th, I think. I'm going to go for May 15th, so I have a lot of questions about that. So that's my goal. So before I even – May 15th will be the day I'll, like, start to promote it.
Yep.
So before I do that, I don't even have a landing page or anything. So should I sign up for
an application?
I'm sorry?
Do you have an application?
For that? No.
For your one-on-one?
Yeah.
Okay. So would this be a group program then?
That's what I'm wondering. Because in your tutorial, I watched it last night, it was really just for group. Is this something I could do with one-on-one or should I do group?
You could do it for one-on-one. Sure. Yeah. But you have an application already. Have you ever sent people to it?
No.
Okay. So let's use that. So for one-on-ones, you use an application and you can put like, so the stuff that would maybe go on a landing page will actually just go on social media, right? Like who's this for? Who's it not for? Why'd you create this? Signature description, all of that stuff will just go on social media so that when they click on the link in your bio, it will just immediately take them to an application. It won't take them to any sort of like info page. Because you've done all the informational based stuff in the social media post.
Okay.
So anything that would normally go on a landing page will just go on social.
For now. And then eventually I do need that.
Yeah. But even like, even a one-on-one sales page, I don't love it to have a ton of stuff because we want them to apply. So really the point of that would just be to get them to the to apply. So you only thing I usually recommend having on a one-on-one sales page, if anything, is testimonials.
Okay.
Keep it pretty minimal.
And on my social for how I'll kind of like promote it, you said, so I'll have my signature description.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
So who exactly it's for, who it's not for. Why is this needed? Like, why is this important? Why did you create this? And in terms of like this, the deliverables, like what they get, how many calls, all that kind of stuff, I wouldn't talk about that until you get them on the call, until they apply.
Okay.
So you don't have to put in like this many calls and, you know, we jump on Boxer and this is the curriculum, and you can put a list of things that they will learn about. Cause I know you have that. You can put a list of kind of like a curriculum. Remember, the curriculum should feel really compelling. Like, holy shit, I can't believe I get to learn about that. That's amazing. Like, so try and think about what these ideal clients are really wanting to learn about so that, you know, it's stuff that hits them where their struggles are currently. And then if they, what are they going to miss out on if they don't take you up on this opportunity?
Which, how would I even word that?
I would word it like this. I would say, you know, the reason why I wanted to create this is because XYZ, I know that if people opt out of this opportunity, well, that's fine. I don't want them to miss out on this, this, and this that we're going to cover, right? Or it would be a shame to miss out on this, this, and this, because I know so many people are really struggling with that. So you want to think about how are they going to continue to struggle if they don't take you up on this?
Okay. Let's see. And then, so will I then have them apply for it? Cause you said you people can apply to a first come first serve. So I'm not sure. What do you think I should do?
So they can either apply to, by clicking the link in your bio to, you know, just fill out your application, or you can say, you can change up. That can be one call to action. The other call to action can be send me a DM and we can chat about where you're at with things and see if this might be a good fit for you or not.
And do I want to take anybody who applies, like a first come first serve, or do I like pick who I think is best?
I would do a sales call.
Okay. And see if they're a good fit.
Yep. Cause you might get on with someone, you're like, this person is not a good fit. Right. So if you've done a good job marketing, you should get pretty qualified leads on the phone. So by the way, you guys, if you get someone to DM you and ask those questions and they have not applied, just get them on the phone as soon as possible. Don't be like, okay, can you go and fill out my application now? Like, just get them on the phone ASAP. And then you can actually ask them the application questions on the phone, right? You just ask them the application questions on the phone so you don't have to actually send them to an application. So if you're having a DM conversation with someone, get them on the phone. If they apply, get them on the phone. If they just message you and they're like, hey, so-and-so, and this is very rare, but they're like, I know I want to coach you, Jack. This sounds like everything I want. How much is it? I'm ready to go. Then it's like, cool. Okay, awesome. Let me just make sure. You know, you can jump on the phone with them, or you can be like, cool, here's the deal. If you're going to give them the price point over DM, make sure you have some sort of urgency or scarcity language. Like this, you know, price point is going away, or I'm not sure how long this is going to be available. Or if you go ahead and, you know, enroll today, I'll be happy to throw in an extra call, or the price is going up next week or whatever, right?
Okay. And the marketing matrix, was that an exercise for myself?
Yeah.
More than, okay.
It was just for you to get super clear on the value that you're bringing and how other programs don't stack up for other coaches or other things out there in the marketplace. It's a way for you to show, you know, and Angela's on the call and I would like for her to chat actually about how she kind of did this last week and pivoted away from what a lot of coaches are doing and really capitalized on an audience that, you know, kind of felt left behind by that. So the marketing matrix is just for you guys to go through and to figure out how your program is different.
Okay. And doing groups seems like can get more people in and almost like less time consuming, but one-on-one is really how I'm going to start. So obviously it'll be more time consuming, but yeah, it'll be maybe get better results.
Better results, and more money.
And I can, it could be higher price too.
Yep.
Okay. And then if I have a 12-week program, do I just put them in the first four to six weeks of it?
If you're what? Say it again.
My full program is 12 weeks.
Yep.
So I just put them in the first 6 weeks of it.
For beta testing?
Yeah, for beta.
Yeah, I would do 6 weeks of beta. Chances are if you do it well, they're going to want to do the next thing with you anyway. Kind of how Crystal was doing it, right? Crystal did 6 weeks and these people were like, cool, I'm ready to keep going, right? So if you do a good job in the first 6 weeks, they should be ready for the next step.
Okay. And then that will include like the weekly call. I give them my reference sheets. They have access to me, all the things. And yep. Then so what would, do you think 5 clients would be good for me to take? Not more than that?
I would start with that. I mean, take 1 client and then get 2, then get a 3rd, right? Okay. So it's not like you're going to open it up and all of a sudden have like 20 clients. I mean, I wish you would, but it just doesn't work that way.
And for pricing now, you talked about it if it was group, but now that it's one-on-one, what do you think I would price a beta test at?
What would be the final price, like the top tier price that you would feel comfortable? Like, so anyway, just so you guys know, one-on-one coaching is anywhere between 200 to 500 a month typically. For 101. So
I think we talked about this. I'm sorry. I think I feel like I ask you the same questions a lot, but when I'm not there yet, I have to, like, once I am there, I need to ask again.
Yeah.
So sure. I'm here. So I think I said we would said $99.
Yeah, a month, which is a fine beta price for now.
Is that reasonable? Is that low for beta?
That's pretty low. So for beta, I think that's okay. You can even tell people this is 50% off. Like you can say that this is 50% off for the first 6 weeks because it's beta testing. So I'm going to be asking for your feedback along the way. You're going to be helping me put together my final program. And because of all that, I'm happy to give you their 50% off rate. So it's going to be $149 for 6 weeks.
So not $99, $149.
Yeah, because it's $100.
6 weeks. Yeah, got it. Okay, but then if they want to stay on, then I have to double that. Well, then right. It'll be $200 a month.
Yep.
And is that how is that looking for a one-on-one? Where does that fall in like the range of?
That's probably like on the low end of one-on-one until you start getting your reps up. The cool thing about you guys know this, you take on one-on-one client at a time. So if you're like, cool, it's $200 a month and I'm starting to get like in my time's getting thinner and thinner, cool, you go to 250, right? And then my time's getting thinner and thinner, then I go to 300, right? So you can bump it up literally client to client. You might have, you know, one of my mastermind clients, you know, had like 8 sales calls in a day. And I talked to her after the 4th one. She's like, close everyone. I'm like, bump the price to the next one. Just go to the next price point and the next call. Because your time is getting less and less. Your time is more in demand the more clients you have. So you need to jack up the price point. But when you're first getting started, like Jack, and you're like, cool, I don't have any clients yet that are paying me, then just start low and you can always go up from there.
Right. And then the way to get them their feedback, the 3 questions to ask them, do you think the best way to deliver that and to have is through, you said to hold do maybe a Google Doc and all that. I think, what can I do an email check-in or DMs and have them answer the questions that way?
Yep. Whatever you think is going to be the lowest barrier to entry for them to get you responses back. So if it's DM, that's great because we will feel pretty on the hook when it comes to DMs, right? No one likes to see that little notification up in the corner. So typically they'll respond to DMs, especially because you can see if they've read it but haven't responded. So I kind of like that it puts people on the hook.
What do you think is best for screenshot wise to use for websites and so on? DMs or email?
Both work. Either one.
Okay.
Yeah. I would ask each client, what's your favorite way to, what's the easiest way for you to be in touch with me? Is it text message? Is it DM? Or is it, you know, email? Or Voxer.
Okay. And 2 more questions. Do you think it's niche enough what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I wonder like if I need to be specific on I help women 40 between 40 and 60, or like specify an age or a certain demographic, or I could just, I help people
start with this because it's pretty niched already. I mean, you're helping people go more plant-based. Like that to me is pretty niche. So, and then just what kind of outcomes can they expect? Are they going to lose weight? Yes or no? Obviously they're getting, you know, they're going to get more antioxidants or maybe, you know, their health, more vegetables, right? Like maybe less processed food. So you can focus on some of those things, but you know, what are some of the other potential outcomes? Are they going to be sleeping better? Are they going to have better energy? Are they, you know, potentially going to lose weight? Are they going to, you know, reduce their stress levels? So think about those kind of outcomes. If you want to get more niched, I'd get more niched there first. And if we need to, we can go 40 plus.
Okay. And then the last question is to you, just like, how do you envision like my beta going on my program? Like, what do you think would really be something like how you were even just saying before, but I just write it. Oh, like the curriculum. It's a real like, wow, I'm going to be learning that. I need to be there. I need to learn all that. I need to be part of that program. To you, what do you think sounds like really enticing and like what would make a great program?
I always look at misconceptions or current struggles, right? So for example, I might say, and also current struggles are big. So for me, I usually address things like cravings, nighttime eating, huge appetites, poor sleep, like things that I know people are really struggling with. I know my audience is struggling with. So think about for you, what are these people? So you can say, I'm going to be doing a cravings crash course. I'm going to be talking not so much why. So oftentimes I'll see new entrepreneurs be like, I'm going to teach you why eating vegetables is better. It's like, you don't need to teach them why. They fucking know that eating vegetables is better, right? So instead you might say something like, how bumping up, doubling your vegetable intake, how I'm going to teach you, you know, five ways to double your vegetable intake that are effortless. Now all of a sudden I'm like, okay, cool. That's awesome. I want to know the tactical stuff about like how increasing my vegetable intake. I already know why I should, but I'm not. So how can I logistically get more vegetables and fruits in my day or whatever, like, you know, something like that. So get tactical whenever you're listing out what they're going to learn or what you're going to teach them. It should be more tactical and strategy versus why. You can teach them the why, but that's not going to sell.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
No more questions. Thank you.
I'm excited. All right. It's on 10 days.
Okay.
And I'll hold you to it.
I know.
You're ready. All right. Let's go Tara and then Leah. Hey, girl.
Hey, Jill. Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Got you.
Okay, cool. I have a couple of questions. The number one thing, well, I think the theme that we all have in common is that confidence, especially when we get out there talking to people. And I guess my question is, a lot of confidence doesn't happen because of our subconscious mind. So what is like, I guess I've been researching a lot about this, but how do you kind of reprogram that subconscious mind? Because 5% of your conscious mind is working while you're awake, but then everything else, like your actions. So when you get on a call with someone to try and sell them, you're basically projecting yourself onto them. So if you come off sounding not confident, you know, then they're not going to want to sell, like close the deal. So how do you focus on that reprogramming of the subconscious mind? I know it's a loaded question, but maybe if you've encountered this or if you've had to work on it in the past, like what would you recommend would be the first thing to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's not my area, like the like reprogramming of the subconscious mind, definitely not my area of expertise. I would say just from my experience, the number one thing that impacts confidence is ability, right? Is like reps, like doing it more action in that space. So there's a book that I really like called The As If Principle. And it talks about how oftentimes we think that thinking like, okay, I'm going to go into a sales call and I'm going to be confident, and like thinking confidently is what actually makes you feel more confident, right? Like, and I love mindset work and all that kind of stuff too, but they've actually shown that action acting like the person who is confident is the fastest way to start feeling more confident. So what I mean by that is thinking to yourself, okay, what do confident people say? How do they act? What's their body language like? Like maybe take out a piece of paper and describe, okay, think about maybe 2, 4, 5 people in your life that you consider to be confident and competent at what they do. And, you know, I'm looking at people who are super successful or people who I really look up to. And I think about like everything about them. How do they show up? How do they spend their time? You know, what is their posture like? You know, what are some of the things that they say? How do they say it? What are some of the words that they use? And I'm writing that stuff down and I'm going, okay, this isn't quite me yet, because I'm not confident yet. But I know, and actually this did happen with me when I was, my very first business coach is Rachel Cosgrove. I think you guys know her. And I remember at the time I was really obsessed with my body still. Like I was still like really in that like body kind of obsession, really feeling nervous about it. I didn't look the part and all that kind of stuff. And I remember at the time, and she's in great shape, but she wasn't like shredded. I was coming out of like the fitness competition world and I'm thinking I need to look shredded. And she kind of was just like a normal looking person, looked athletic, but didn't really have that like super shredded look. But she was by far the most like badass confident woman I had ever seen in my entire life. And I was like, yo, when she talks, people fucking listen. And that's amazing to me. And I'm like, how can I be more like that? And it gave me permission to stop obsessing so much about my body and just like work on my craft. So acting as someone, or like looking at the characteristics of confident people and what they do and how they show up, and kind of faking it till you make it a little bit. The book, The As If Principle, talks about this a lot. And then the second thing is just fortifying your mastery. So for me, I'm going to be a lot more confident showing up to something if I've researched it, if I've read about it, if I've listened to podcasts on it, if I've done the certifications, right? I think at some point we've done enough certifications, but if I'm continuing to educate myself and I'm staying on the pulse of what's happening, I can be confident that like no one knows a shit better than I do, right? I'm in the trenches all the fucking time. So if you guys are personal trainers and you're in the trenches all the time with your clients, like you, I would say you should be more confident than someone who sits around and reads research all day long. Like reading research is amazing, but you're not in the trenches with clients. So think about and really pull from the times and the spaces in which you have been confident. And it's almost like a borrowed confidence, right? I've been confident over here, so why couldn't I be confident over here as well? I just need more reps over here. And it's kind of like a borrowed confidence. So I don't know if that answers your question, but two things. Number one, act like someone who is confident. So look at the confident behaviors that they do. So think to yourself, like, what's 2 or 3 people in my life who I want to emulate, and start there and listen to them, you know, like listen to their podcasts or read their books or like follow them on social media or whatever. And then the second thing is fortifying your mind. Like, so just getting more intellectually equipped.
Okay. That does help. Thank you. Okay, that was one question. The other question, I don't know, are you going to talk about funnels?
Yes, after we go through product development.
Okay, so...
So that's automation. That's the last piece, is automation. So if we're talking about getting a brand new lead, putting them through a funnel, and selling them something at the end of the funnel. That's kind of like the holy grail of internet business.
Okay, so then I guess I'll save that question, but I do want to ask about, you know, different programs and products and things like that. So right now, I've just been like dabbling with so many different things, trying to see what's working, what's not working, so that I can work on my funnel and then just kind of like nail it, and so that it runs smoothly and automates nicely, because in the end, that's what's going to work best to keep consistent with everything. So right now I've been pushing my Nutrition 30 program, and I've got 4 people that signed up.
Nice.
Which is really cool. This is the last week to sign up, so I'm hoping the number in my head I would like to get is 10, because cool. 10 would be a nice number to have. And then, so that's at price point at $49.50, so it's well priced. I'm not going to say it's cheap, it's just well priced. And then I was thinking of like an upsell to that. Maybe perhaps doing like a discovery call for like $99. So I'd get on a call with them and then just, you know, kind of gauge where they're at, where they want to be, and kind of health coach call them for an hour. Mm-hmm. And then try and upsell them. So I have 2 different upsells. One, and I just thought about this like over the past couple of days. One is just straight up nutrition coaching. So I'm just focusing with them more on food and how to like build that better relationship with food. Mm-hmm. And then the other upsell, so that price point would be at 200. And then the other upsell would be health and nutrition coaching. So it's more like taking a step back. So I would start with them on a, you know, more of a, where are you at right now? And then slowly kind of incorporate the nutrition coaching down the line, like 2-3 months when I know that they're ready to move there. Mm-hmm. And that price point is at 600. Does that sound okay?
So the only thing that I think about when there's multiple offers is people need to be able to look at them immediately and know what they need. So you might have to be very clear on this option is for this person and this option is for this person, because they're not going to know. They're going to be like, I don't know which one I am. I'm not going to do either of them. So you need to be super clear on why you created both of them and why there's two needs in the space. Okay. Some people might just need nutrition coaching. Here's why. If you're this person who is dealing with this, this, and this, I created the nutrition option only for you if you are someone like XYZ, blah, blah, right? So you just need to be super clear so that they can immediately look at a list of qualifications and know which one they are.
Okay. Okay, cool. Sounds good. I think that's it.
So you said you have this week? You still are promoting this whole week?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've started promoting a while back, but then like I felt like the time was too short, so I extended it to launch it in May 11th rather than the 3rd, which I think has been better for me. So this is like the last week, and I've been pushing it on my daily stories. I did an IG story training yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've been posting it daily on my posts.
Awesome. So people can feel the heat. So if it's starting on Monday the 11th, like starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, urgency and scarcity prompts. We're getting started. Okay. One way is your last opportunity, right? Because you've been awareness. Now it's mm-hmm. like rubber's hitting the road. Are you in or out? And that's what's going to get anyone who's been thinking about it, it's going to get them off the fence.
Okay.
So you'll get 10, but you got to keep pushing. One of the hardest things about launching is, and I'm going to say this a million times when we talk about launching, you cannot use in real time results to dictate your effort. You cannot use in real time results to dictate your effort. What I mean is you might be like, no one bought after my post. Cool. Sorry. Post again. Because it will all pay off at the end of the launch. The work that you do earlier in the promotional period pays off at the end. But if you stop promoting early because you're like, no one wants it, you won't make the sales at the end. And this is not just for Tara, it's for everyone.
Okay. So sounds keep good. And then my last question. I have a hard time talking on DMs. I don't know why, but I don't know if it's because I'm like super direct, but I have a hard time sometimes sugarcoating. I don't know. Again, I'm sure this is all reps, but like, do you have like any pointers, like talking on DMs, like if like I've been reaching out to people and just, you know, just chatting or whatever, and then like, hey, I'm actually interested, what's the cost? And like, you know, or like, can I get to 15% body fat? And it's like, being realistic, like you can't promise someone like, yeah, you're gonna get to 15% body percentage by mm-hmm. August. Like, it really depends on a lot of different factors. Mm-hmm. But then if you're gonna be upfront with them, then, you know, like loss of sale, but like, do you even want that type of person also? So I don't know if like I'm being too upfront, because I'd rather be honest with them from the get-go mm-hmm. than have them sign on and give them false promises.
Yeah, no, it's such a great question. I think you're probably handling it well in terms of being honest. So there's a couple of things that I do in DMs. Number one, you always want to validate and agree with them. So if they're like, hey, you know, I really want to try and get down to 15% body fat. You want to validate. So first thing you say is, totally get it. I totally understand that that's like it's a goal of yours. You know, in fact, I like to use social proof. So I'll say something like, you know, I talk to women a lot who also have a goal similar to that. Totally get that that's, you know, something that you have your eye on, understand. In my experience, so again, social proof, in my experience, working with clients. Sometimes it just depends on so many different factors. Some people lose faster, some people lose slower. It really depends on, you know, and unless you and I are working together, I'm not really going to be able to give you like a definitive, like you'll definitely get to 50% by August, but I can guarantee you that you're going to see results if you're willing to do the work and you're willing to put it in. So to me, there's no reason why you couldn't, but it remains to be seen because we're not working together. So I'm not really sure quite yet. So I think be honest and be diplomatic and agree and validate. And then once you get them on as a client, you can massage their expectations a little bit more, right? Like that's how I see it. I see it like you, once you get them as a client, you know, you have so much room to have those conversations, those like expectation management conversations. Because when someone says they want to get down to 50%, what they're really saying is, I want to feel more confident in my body. They could feel more confident without getting to 15%, right? So
Right. Then
you can have those more like expectation management conversations. So I think be diplomatic. I think be honest. And I think you can say it really depends and show that you're a genuine expert. And you can even say, like, sometimes I'll contrast this and I'll say, you know, honestly, like I'm not the kind of coach that's going to promise you a fast fix, because at the end of the day, I wouldn't be in my integrity if I did that. I'm not a coach that's going to promise you, like, I'm not going to like at all costs get all the fat off your body. Like that's just not what I would do, because I've seen so many people rebound doing it that way. So I think it's okay to like to pivot away from some of these other fast fixes that you see or some of these irresponsible coaches and be in your integrity. I think people appreciate okay. that. Sounds like you're kind of doing that already.
Okay. Sounds good. Cool. I think that's it. Awesome. Thank you.
You got it. Okay. Let's go with Leah and then Rhea.
Hey, Jill. Hey. So first, good. How are you doing? So I guess I actually have a super practical question in the moment. Recently I've had an influx of inquiries about personal coaching. So I've been doing some sales calls and, things have been going really well. I have new clients, so that's really good. I had a call the other day with a lady. We were supposed to follow up, so I followed up with her today, and, she just responded and said, she recently lost her job. So she had another job interview today, but she's unsure if she's going to be able to afford it and stuff. So, I, you know, remember hearing you talk about this before. And so here's what I have written to her. I haven't sent it. I thought, well, I have you here. I might as well ask. So I said, cause she had said, go ahead and fill that coaching spot. If you need to, I'll get with you when I can. So I said, no worries at all. One other option would be if you'd like to go ahead and secure your spot, you could put down 50% payment now and the other half later when we're ready to start your coaching program. I'm mentioning this because my one-to-one rates will actually be increasing this summer and I want to be able to honor the price I quoted you. Does that sound reasonable or does that sound like I'm just desperate to get something from her?
Yeah, I mean, it is a balance for sure, right? So I would just start by validating. Cool, totally understand that. You know, it might not be the right time, totally get that. But just so you know, you know, I'm going to be filling my spots and my rates are actually going to go up this summer. And, you know, since our sales call, I just felt like we hit it off so well and I would hate to see you miss this opportunity. So one thing we could do is if you feel like you'd maybe want to start this summer, we can go ahead and just have you put a deposit down. So don't even tell her how much it is. Don't even say 50%. Just say, we can go ahead and have you and kind of treat it like she's already made this decision. So I would say something like, you know, we can go ahead and have you put down a deposit just to hold your spot. And then whenever you're ready, I'll check in with you maybe June 1 and we can see if you're ready to start then or July 1, either one of those would work, but just want to give you that option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that. That's exactly what I need. Cause I want to handle delicately and not, just sound weird. So, and I actually do know her, not super well, but we've known each other for years. So
there's definitely like there's a confident detachment that you want to have.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But at the same time, you also want to make that sale because you know that she needs you and you know that you guys had a great rapport and whatever. And like she could get really amazing results with you. And you can even say that, like, you know, I know that you and I working together, you're going to get incredible results. And I want to make sure that I can do everything you possibly can to make sure that you're in a position to do that.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Okay. Perfect. okay. So then I'm also doing beta testing right now. I started promoting it on the 1st. So today's the 5th. So it's been a few days now. I've had a few posts about it. I've been doing stories and IGTV as well. I'm really trying to ramp that up a little bit just to get a lot of awareness out there, and was planning on actually releasing the beta testing on the 11th, I believe.
Yep.
So next Monday. Do you feel like that is a good amount of time to promote?
Because we talked about this last time, where you're going to be promoting week to week, right? So yes, you're still going to have, so this is just the first iteration. This is the first week of promotion. Start on the 11th, and then every time you release a new beta, piece of beta, you'll promote ahead of that as well. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be kind of like more of a marathon to get mm-hmm. people into it. I think to get started, 10 days is perfect.
Okay. Okay, good. And I actually have already had 6 people sign up for that. So that's exciting. It was a real soft opening, I would say, just like, hey, I'm doing this beta testing. Are you interested in being a beta tester? So I don't have a ton of details about it yet. That's my next step, is to actually get with the beta testers and let them know more about what is going to be happening. But last time we talked about doing it for free, but this time you mentioned something about doing beta testing for a group coaching program might be a little bit different. And so I was wondering if, first of all, since this is a lead up into a group coaching program, it's going to be the launch and revamp of my group coaching program. If number one, if they had to pay a little bit, there might be more buy-in. I might actually get more participation in the beta testing. Or if, you know, at this point, since I'm already talking about it a little bit, if it would feel like a bait and switch. One of my really simple ideas was, since it's going to be basically 4 weeks of beta testing, I was thinking $28 for 28 days or something. But again, I don't want my beta testers who've already expressed interest to go, oh, you're charging? Okay, well, never mind. You know, so even though it wouldn't be much, but I really do just want the feedback either way. And I know personally for me, when I have something invested, I am just more invested overall. Yes. Showing up.
So what I would do, it's just, there are two different tactics, right? So one is to build your list. So it's like, cool, do we just want to do it for free to build your list? And you can still get feedback. So you would just have to really make them feel like their feedback matters. Mm-hmm. So I would even message them individually and say, hey, so-and-so, you know, did you get a chance to try last week's blah, blah, blah? You know, I would love if you had just like one sentence that you could share about your feedback on that, or the 3 questions or whatever. So if you have not watched the tutorial yesterday, make sure you go ahead and do that.
I for sure will.
That. And the other one is where it's like, the goal is to make a little bit of money, right? And the goal is to maybe have people buy in a little bit. But what I think what we decided on last time was to go with the free, to build your list and get the volume up, and then start steering the conversation, and then just launch the 12-week program outright instead of doing these like half steps, right? Mm-hmm. So we're just talking about two different things. So I would say, if we're gonna build the list and we're gonna steer the conversation towards the 12-week program, let's commit to that and just make it a lead magnet.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I think that feels better to me, doing it that way, but I didn't want it just to be one of those things where people like are consuming and not really invested, but that's on me to really engage them, I guess. So to just, to be,
yeah, you're like, oh my God, they gave their email address, like, warm up.
Yeah. And that is one thing I need to do, is to grow my list. So the focus will be on promoting the group program. And then once the beta test starts, obviously I'll be dripping that out and, promoting a little bit each week before those beta elements go out. And then as far as official hardcore, like driving the bus for the group program, at what point does that start during the beta test? Because it's going to be like 4 weeks of this beta.
Right.
I'm really, really, really nervous about it, because I don't know. I've had some things that I tried and I kind of did half-heartedly, and then they kind of flopped, and I'm just like, I just want to do this right.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have a lot of flops, just like everybody.
I know.
So don't worry about it, but I understand the a little bit of having a little bit of trepidation. Totally get it. So what I would like is for the first email that all these people are getting, who are getting on the beta list, I would like for them to know the program is coming. So you can put that in the PS of that email. You can say, hey, so-and-so, on June 15th, I'm going to be opening up the doors to my signature 12-week fat loss program, or whatever you're calling it. It's called this, this, and this. I'm going to be giving you as a beta tester. You're going to have early and discounted access if you decide to join. It's an amazing program. We've had, you know, I've run it in the past. It's so awesome. I cannot wait for you guys to get the details. More to come. Okay. Just like get it on the radar, right? Remember, the more we can get the stuff on their radar ahead of the cart open, the better setup will be when we finally open the cart, so they won't feel blindsided by the sale and you won't have to spend all your time with awareness. They already have the awareness. They know it's coming. They're excited.
Mm-hmm. So my promotion so far has been geared toward that. I've been talking about the full program and then at the end of my post, like, and guess what? I have beta testing, so you can totally get in on this right now. And so I feel like I've had a good response to that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's definitely the way that I have been going already with that, is making sure that the awareness for the full program, like, this is coming, here's what's happening. I'm opening it up early is what I've been saying. Like, I'm opening doors early to beta testers who want to sample some of the elements.
Love it. Perfect.
Okay.
I love it. So then all you need to do is pick a date on your calendar.
Okay.
That they're going to get their invite.
Okay. To the full program. Okay.
So it would probably be, you know, mid-June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is going to be really tricky because we have a week of travel. My husband and I are traveling to visit family at the end of this month, the last week. So we're going to be gone a full week. And we're moving. We bought a house and we're moving. We close on June 15th. So this is going to be a juggling match. And I think I can do it, but it's just going to take a lot of...
Well, what you could do is you could push it back. I mean, here's the thing. People don't get upset if they know what's happening. So tell them it's July 1st. You just pick the date. So you could make the beta go an extra week or so or something like that. So as long as they know when it's coming, they'll be fine with it. So just decide on what works for you. Even if it's a couple weeks after, that's fine.
Okay. I just don't want to have, I don't want to be in promo phase too long. Like, oh my gosh, all she does is try to sell something, whether it's the beta testing or the pro, like, she just is talking about, you know, she wants us to do something. Like the,
I always, action. I'm always like, I always want people to do something. So I think it's okay to have an ongoing call to action, right? Because it's a service. Think about it. Like, mm-hmm. Are the beta things that you're going to be sending out, are they not going to be bomb?
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking awesome. So it's your job, literally your job, to get it in front of as many people as possible. So you don't need to be talking about the 12-week program constantly. Once you get them into beta, then start talking about it, right? So let's just do whatever we need to do one step at a time. How do we get them into beta? What do we need to say to get them into beta? How are, like, what are they going to get? How exciting is it going to be? How awesome is it going to be? Then once they're in beta, cool, the full 12-week program's coming on this date. You guys are getting early and discounted access. I'm so excited about it, blah, blah, right? So once you're in beta, then start talking about the 12-week program.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sprinkle it in on social right now, but the main call to action is getting people into beta.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Awesome. I'll just put some thought to my timing and make sure I get that all scheduled out and I can balance everything. But yeah, I think I've got some momentum so far. There's some people who like jumped on it that first day. So that was awesome. So, okay. Well,
the marathon.
Yeah. True.
Awesome, Marilyn. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Well, thanks. I think that's all I had. So,
okay. Awesome. You got it. Hey, Rhea, what's going on? Thanks for listening. I know we have you
over. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, I've not been on these calls for a few weeks, but because obviously, like, homeschool Brom just got dropped into our lives. And then for 2 weeks, I just got the call schedule wrong. So anyway, I've really enjoyed the recent tutorials we've been getting, like the marketing matrix, the signature description. I felt like that is really what I needed. And it kind of became clear to me that that's that language and how we talk about things was probably the area that I need to do the most work on. But I suppose, because I haven't had a chance to get on these calls, is to kind of have a little bit of a download. And I know a lot of guides have already been through this already, but I'm feeling like I'm kind of going with all these different ideas but not really going in one clear direction. So I'm getting to that point where I feel like I'm spinning my wheels and not really getting anywhere. So I suppose I just wanted to speak about a few things that I've got going on, a few ideas, and then get your thoughts really, because I'm just getting to the point where I'm planting lots of seeds but nothing's really growing.
Oh.
So obviously, this is how I started out quarantine. This is I started out quarantine like, right, okay, I'm just going to build this my list. I'm going to use this as time to nurture. Like, I've obviously got a lot going on with homeschooling the boys, and I don't know how, you know, productive or of service I'm going to be able to be. So I was like, fine, that's what I'll do. And then I was like, oh, you know, people are really struggling. Like, I should put Eat Yourself Lean out there in front of people because this is literally what they need, and it's done and it's there, and I don't even need to do anything. And then I went through that whole thought process of, oh, that's too much. Like, people don't want to pay that. And so I did a poll for my audience, and I got the best, like, using the context that you've given us, like the most responses I've ever got. So it was an amazing poll, and I've got everything saved. So what I came up with is like, okay, I'm going to go a little bit more down the membership route because I am lucky. My husband's really good at all the tech stuff, so he can set a lot of that up for me. And he was like, yeah, it's easy. Like, we've got ClickFunnels. We'll just go with it. I can set this up for you. So I was like, right, that's it. I called it Lean Lifestyle Community. We're going with it. You guys are going to get, like, every month you're going to get a new 3-day meal plan, a new 3-day progressive home training program. And I really base a lot of my programming work around how to make home workouts progressive and how to use the different training variables. So I was like, that's going to be kind of what I'm going to go down. And then I just lost momentum because, like, life and the boys and all this type of stuff. And I had said I was going to get it done, and I didn't get the content done. And now I'm like, I just don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm putting too much work on my plate. There's not enough promo for it. So I suppose I've got these three things, and I don't even know what to do for the best at the moment.
So I can give you just a little bit of insight and kind of what we're seeing with my mastermind gals and in the other FBA group is that continuity has been a tougher sell right now because I think people, because stuff is so up in the air, people aren't wanting to commit to an open-ended financial commitment.
Yeah.
So what I would maybe recommend is, can you do like Eat Yourself Lean kind of like light version, like a 6-week version or something like that, just to kind of float people through this time? People are buying, for sure. People are buying. But I think an open-ended financial commitment is a little bit tougher of a sell right this second. And it sounds like and membership, I don't take membership lightly. It's, if you're going to do it, like, it needs to be a major focus. Otherwise it just floats along and you're like, why do I have 10 people in this? And it like kind of sucks the life out of you. So it's either like we're going all in on it and it's going to be a big ass deal and a huge part of the business, or you're going to do like maybe an open and close start and finish program. So is Eat Yourself Lean, is it 12 weeks?
It's only 8. And what I wanted to do anyway, so before all the corona situation happened, two of the modules in there are based a little bit more around nutrition, around training. One of them is, I think. And I was like, do you know what? I actually want to sell Train Yourself Lean, the training element, as a separate thing. So I was going to pull it out anyway. So I could easily condense it down into 6. I could condense it down into 4. Like, I was really, the initial 4 modules is what would probably help people out most at the moment, the way things are.
That sounds cool. I think that people, from what I can tell, people are wanting to have consistency with their workouts, but no one's trying to like lose weight right this second. Like, a lot of, I mean, in general, people are trying to lose weight. Like, it's always like back of their mind, but like, they're not like trying to start like something really kind of big right now. So I think a 4-to-6-week exercise program that can be modified for home would crush.
What do you think about having almost 2 separate things? Like, some Eat Yourself Lean is more focused around nutrition, which is what I wanted it to be, and Train Yourself Lean is more around the training side of things. But how do you think about having like 2 separate things? Is that too much going on?
Nope. Again, same thing I said to Tara, is you just need to decide who is for this and who needs this, right? So be very clear on, you need Train Yourself Lean if this, you need Eat Yourself Lean if this, and then if I want them both, then I can buy it as a bundle. So that would be the third option.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, to actually a bundle. So the fact that I kind of went all in and was like, this is what we're doing with this like membership option, and what would you do about backtracking on that? I mean, obviously I know you'd probably just say be honest and open, but I just feel like a bit of a dick.
No, don't feel that way. I mean, honestly, like you're literally just reacting to what's going on. So I would be super honest with that. I'd say, hey, you know, honestly, we started getting into membership and we're going to launch that at some point, but right now it's feeling like a ton of work, and I'm not sure that with the boys home and stuff like that, it's really the best use of my time. But I know that people are really struggling and looking for something right now. So here's what I want to do instead. And you can even say, like, I've been actually working on Train Yourself Lean for months, which I know you have been. So you can say, I've actually been working on this in the background for months. And I think at this point, this is going to be the better thing. And then we're going to focus on membership maybe in the fall.
Yeah, I definitely think like you're right. Because I got, like, I did get an okay. I probably got about 10 or 15 people that said that they wanted to do the membership thing. But I've done it once before. And I know exactly what you're saying. Like, it was just a ball ache. So that wasn't great. So with regards to that, I really like what you've done with Lean Building. Like you said, that promo, and you got it on people's radar. Would you do that again now? Like, kind of take a step back and be like, this is coming, this is what I'm working on, and give 4 weeks to get it ready, or to kind of get it on people, or would you just go in?
So here's what I would do. I think you could launch Train Yourself Lean and Eat Yourself Lean in the bundle and like make a killing, but I would rather you take your time doing that. What I would recommend instead is, because Train Yourself Lean technically is a new offering, even though it was part of the other program, it's technically a new offering. So I would like for you to just do a launch for that right now. So, you know, and you can even say like, hey, if you're struggling with nutrition, send me a message and we can chat about that. But for the most part, this is just for people who are looking for consistency with workouts and really want to get down and dirty. And these workouts are going to be modified for home. So let's just double down on that. Sometimes when there's too many messages, people get confused and don't buy anything. So I want to really service what we're seeing people with right now. And especially because this is a new offering, I think everyone who, you know, most of your old school high, really hot leads will buy this program, or warm leads even.
Yeah, because I haven't just done a training program for ages. It's been a while since I've done one. So they'll probably be ready for it.
So what I would do is I just get your sales page together. And then I would probably start trying to promote this week, and I'd promote for like a solid 10 days.
Yeah, so do the 10-day kind of promo blitz. Would you do any type of kind of lead, not lead, well, yeah, I suppose small lead magnet. Would you do any type of, I don't know, like sample day workouts or?
Sure, you could do that.
Yeah,
sometimes. But remember, one call to action at a time. So I don't want you promoting a lead magnet while you're also trying to sell. So if you want, you can say, you can start promoting like a free workout between now and like Sunday. And try and get that, you know, and then Monday I want you starting to promote the program.
Okay. And steer a lot. So because I've fallen behind with actually content as well. So like coming back from a consistency point of view of posting, I'm posting, but like not every day, like once every three at the moment. So would you just start steering the content around the training talk, given that we're going to be doing a training program?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's fine. I've got a lot to say on that, so that's not a problem.
90% of your content should be around training.
Okay. I think that I mean, it feels good to me. I feel like I'd like it. I know a lot of you guys are all feeling the same overwhelm, but I did feel like I wanted to not pivot a little bit, but I just wanted a break from the nutrition talk a bit, and I wanted to start talking about training because I know I have a lot to offer in that. Yep. So if this feels right, like now we've spoken it through.
I love it.
I should go and talk to my. I'm gonna go and talk to Andy. He's gonna go, oh, something else you're doing now. So what have I got to do now?
Membership is so great. It can be really awesome or really sucky, and we just have to take our time. And I think right now we need an offer ASAP. And I think it's way too big. And there's a lot of strategy I would like to talk about ahead of time before membership. So let's just do this because you already have it done. You already know the workouts. People already are familiar with the brand. So yeah, let's do it. And then let's launch it sometime in the next week and then promote it for 10 days.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I did have just like one other question, because I know you have quite a lot of, especially like in your mastermind, like your guys that have got children from a, an energy management point of view, like has anything been coming up that's of use? Because my productivity is so bad at the moment. Like I am prioritizing my workouts, and that's like, I'm not giving up time from my workouts to get other stuff done, because I feel like it's the only bit of sanity I get. But every day I start with the intention of like, I'll do it like later on when the boys like finish the school stuff at kind of three, when things calm down, and it's just not getting done. And then because I've got my two kids are very different ages, I've got one who's 9 and then one who's 3, so I'm like, if I'm not trying to be into school work, it's like mummy. And I just feel like there just isn't time. There is time, but there isn't time. And I'm getting so frustrated with myself that like doing an Instagram post is now a massive deal that just doesn't seem to happen. So I just wondered if like for anyone, if this has been coming up and how maybe people are counteracting it, or if they're just saying like, you know, just give ourselves a bit of grace and do the best.
Well, I think self-compassion is always a good choice, but I'm not a mom. So I would love to open this up to the other moms that are on the call and just anything that might be working for you guys. And maybe it's just like, okay, maybe we have to just get down to what are some of the most important things, and maybe some other things just get left behind a little bit. You know, if you're in launch mode, like tell your husband, like, hey, I'm not really gonna be doing the laundry for the next week, you know, or I'm probably not gonna like clean the dishes that much, you know, like maybe just give him a heads up. Like that's what I did. I mean, I don't have kids, but I told Keith, I was like, I'm not going to be, you know, cooking for the next week or doing any dishes or any laundry, just so you know. Yeah. So I don't know, like, are there some things that, especially if you are trying to do a launch, that can be left behind a little bit, like maybe the day-to-day type stuff, you know, obviously not your kids, but maybe.
I'm pretty good with regards to like expectations anyway. Like I don't like things are like that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But it's more just, it's just the drain of the kids, really. Like, love them to bits, but they're like little energy suckers. Like,
you know, this might be good. You know, I'd love to have this discussion, Rhea. If you can just post this maybe in our Facebook group too, because I know that there are a lot of the girls in FBA Live and even some of the Mastermind members in there that may be able to help just ideas and how it's been working.
Awesome. No, I will do. Thank you. I definitely will. It's just you try and get a routine, don't you? We try and get the routine and it just goes to shit these days. We get like 2 productive hours with the like schooling stuff and then that ends up being it. But anyway, so thank you so much.
Yeah, you're definitely not alone, I can tell you that.
Okay. So re-strategize, train yourself lean, workout program becomes a priority, 10-day promo blitz, and then can kind of upsell into a nutrition bundle as well, yeah?
Yep, love it.
All right, I appreciate that. I really needed that, thank you.
You got it. I'm so glad you made it.
All right, I'll see you. I'm back on normal schedule now. I know what we're doing, so.
Okay, sounds good, darling. Awesome. Bye. Cool. All right, let's go with Andrea and then Cam.
Hi, guys. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So I finally figured out my 10-day or my challenge. I'm doing a free challenge. Finally, yep. Like it's taken me freaking forever, but I'm really glad I didn't do it before because now I feel so good about it. So it's going to be a 10-day challenge. It's called Body Mindset Transformation.
Awesome.
So every day, the person who signs up is going to get a daily workout and a daily meditation for 10 minutes. So everything all together is going to be 30 minutes long.
Perfect.
And the reason I know why I want to do this and I know it's the right thing is because I spent 10 hours on it yesterday and I didn't get a headache and I was so excited about it. It was just like, I feel like that's what I know. But so my question is, for the workouts every day, that's going to be, since it's 10 days long, I think I'm going to have workouts for Monday, Wednesday, Friday being the same,
okay.
Tuesday, Thursday being the same, and then Saturday, Sunday, I'll give them something if they want it, but like walking, jogging, some cardio activity.
Oh, love it.
The best way to deliver that, I mean, I'm going to do a PDF so they can print it out, but I also want to do a video. Should I like just do a video of the exercises or should I leave it up to them to go find it on their own?
You said you do, if you're going to do a video, I would just demo the movements.
Okay.
So keep them super simple, right? And just say, and do like 5 reps of each movement all in a row, okay. One long video.
Okay. For the Monday and the Tuesday workouts.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're not doing individual videos for each movement.
Right.
You're just doing one video for Monday, Wednesday, Friday, one video for Tuesday, Thursday.
Okay. And then should I send that maybe like Sunday? Well, I'll send that Sunday night. So they have all of the exercises and it's all in one email or should I do it? Okay.
I would do that. And then if you're sending a daily email, are you sending a daily meditation or how are you doing that?
Yeah. Daily meditation.
So then just remind them and resend them the YouTube video again. So on the actual day of the workout. So send them everything. So have it in advance because some people are different. They need to like send everything out and print everything out and have it. And then other people also need that daily prompt. Okay, here's the workout for today. Here's the meditation for today. Here's the workout for today. Everything's very formulaic.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. And then for the meditation, I mean, I don't know if you have any insight on this, but like, should I do a video of me and my face on YouTube or should I do an audio? It really doesn't matter to me.
For the meditation?
Yeah.
It's an audio.
An audio? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have to look at my face. Okay. No, and then.
Not that you don't have a great face. It's just, I think it can be distracting.
Okay. I agree with that. So the thing that I'm kind of struggling with is after the 10-day challenge is over, because it's free, yep, I don't really have anything that I've planned for, because I want to launch a program to go after that. But I don't, like, I mean, is it best to launch like a four or six week program, or is it okay to just do the one-on-one coaching?
You do one-on-one. It's totally, okay. It just depends on like where you want, like what exactly you want to focus on. You know, again, one-on-one coaching is always great. It's higher ticket. It's more, obviously it's more, you know, it's more money, more time. But you know, if you're not ready to launch your, you know, food mindset course again, then I would focus on one-on-ones. I think one-on-one is a great call to action for summer months. Be honest, I think a lot of times people are, because they're ready when they're ready, right? They're like ready to go like when they're ready. So they don't care if it's fucking July or June or whatever, they're just ready to go. I think group coaching can be a little bit tougher in those months. So for you, you know, you can say, I have a handful of spots up. You can actually do some personal invites. Maybe with everyone who signs up to the free thing, you can give them like an exit interview or like a success session at the end of it that can turn into a sales call. Right. So, and not everyone's going to sign up. Let's just say you have 20 people sign up. That's 20 calls, but you could turn, you know, convert half of them into one-on-one clients at the end of it. Right. You can ask them like what their goals are, what they want to work on, what do they think they need help with, et cetera. So you can do these like 15-minute, 20-minute success sessions and okay, part of the 10-week, you know, the 10-day freebie.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I feel more comfortable with that because I know, I mean, I'm going to start it on May 18th. So that's like awesome. Too little. Yeah. So like 10-ish days from now. I just don't have anything that I'm drumming up, and I don't want to do the food freedom method right now because I don't feel like, I don't know if it segues into that, you know, it almost doesn't.
Yeah. I think maybe let's not do that. I would love to see you do a big launch for that towards the end of August, early September. I think that would be fun to do it, but I agree with you. I think we're doing a fitness and kind of like meditation program. Let's just move them into one-on-one from there.
Okay. Awesome. And then, this is a random one, but like, I have a few testimonials that I never posted before, like on Instagram or on Facebook. How do I like lightly put them in there? How do I do that?
Yeah. So wait until you're doing your one-on-ones. So if you're going to open up your one-on-ones at the end of this,
yeah,
also going to open it up to the public, that's when you want to slam your feed with testimonials.
Okay. Okay. That makes so much sense. Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's pretty
much it. Literally sell your one-on-ones. Like one-on-ones, the easiest way to sell one-on-one coaching is through testimonials.
Okay.
Screenshots and stuff like that.
I haven't had any like bites on one-on-one coaching at all. Like it's been really like I did my food freedom method, which now in retrospect, I'm like, how did I do that? Like I didn't even know what I was doing and I did it and I actually had people sign up and now it's kind of just like, quarantine aside, like, yes, there's a quarantine, but like it's just been really empty. And I guess it's kind of the same thing that everyone else was saying in the beginning. It just feels like what's wrong with me and I need to get out of that headspace. Yeah. And like, just keep, I feel like what's happening too is like, I felt like I had a clarity, moment of realization last week where I was like, I think I actually now, I mean, however many months we've been doing this, I now have an idea of what I'm doing. And now it's like my message is becoming clearer. And I think this is the journey of this work. I'm like getting it now. It's like, I wish I knew it before, but you just don't. You have to fuck it up so many times to like, just get it.
You don't even fuck it up. Just get reps, right? Like the place that you're starting off with is not where you're going to end up, and that's okay. Like, but you can't know where you're going to end up without going through those things.
Right. Right.
I'm like, launch that shit. Say yes more, you know, put it out there, launch, do it. And you'll end up getting way more aligned as a result.
Yeah. Like I feel like within the past 2 weeks, like I randomly got some messages from my old Equinox coworkers and they were like, what are you doing? You're doing so well. You look so happy. Like what's going on? And I was just like, it was because I freaking understood what I was doing. I was like, oh, like oh, like this is what people want me to be. If it's who I am, and it's like the weird thing. And I think like once that hits, it's like you don't have to put yourself in boxes anymore. You can just whatever lights your soul on fire is truly like what you're supposed to be doing.
And people feel that, right? People feel that. Yeah, you. And so good. Yeah. I love that you're getting more aligned. So I think this one-on-one launch will go great. One-on-ones, you should talk about it, right? Again, it just comes down to like, okay, you know, show me the testimonial, show me what I can do. Why should I hire you? You know, what do you do for me? What's the struggle that I'm currently having that you can help with? Mm-hmm. You know, it needs to be kind of that known struggle. So yeah, once you make a deliberate effort, you'll get sales.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. So then next week I'll probably just ask you lots of questions on like that stuff because I'll, whatever. But for this week, I mean, doing the landing page really does take forever sometimes. Like it's taking me hours and hours, but it's helping. So every post will be, you know, off of the thing. So it'll be great.
Yep.
I'm super excited. What was that?
I said one call to action at a time. Right?
Right. So exactly.
Do the best we can at promoting the freebie because that will set us up for more success afterwards.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Thanks so much. I'll see you guys next week.
Love it. Awesome. Thanks, darling. Good update. Okay, let's go with Cam and then Amy.
Hello.
Yay.
So my weights in women over 40, I had 29 people in the Facebook group and it was actually fun. I was very like skeptical about Facebook groups, but people answered polls and posted pictures of their dumbbells. It was fun, including my mom, who's 74. It was incredible. And so that rolled into the 6-week program and I sold 10 of those. So I was very excited about that.
It's a high conversion rate. That's very high conversion rate. Good job.
Oh, that's good. Okay. That's good. So, they get 3 workouts on Sunday. I'm dripping them out. So it's good. And it's like very mobile friendly site. So that's working out really well. That was just an update on that.
Yay.
And I have a call tomorrow. This was the first time I had a DM message today, and I actually have a call based on the DM tomorrow morning. And the process went well, but I feel like I have Calendly, and then there's like an intake form on Calendly. I feel like I have too many steps. I need some clarity on how to convert people to get them on the phone faster.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do they like on the, what a lot of my girls do is on the submission page, like the thank you page, like thank you, your application has been submitted. The next step is to schedule your call.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
That can go right.
So, okay.
On the like submission page.
Okay.
And put your Calendly link there.
So on the thank you have the calendar.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes so much sense. Okay. So, and it's okay to have, I don't know, there's like 5-10 questions or like check the box and there's a few short answers and that's okay.
Yep. That's totally cool. You want to have the first couple questions be like quickies. We want them to get some momentum so they feel invested to finish.
Right.
And then have them go ahead and you can even say like, next step is this. Or if you don't want to get it, like you want to make sure you get the application first before giving them the link to schedule, you can have them submit it. You can read the application, then reach out to them afterwards, like within the next 24 hours and say, hey, so-and-so, I saw your application. Thanks so much. Right now I'm interested in working with people who are XYZ. So like you can come a little bit with like the exclusivity, like I'm looking for people who, you know, are looking for this. If you feel like that's you, the next step would just be having a short conversation to hear about what's going on with you exactly. So don't even make it like it's about you selling them. Just make it like it's an intake call, you know? So you can say like next step is just kind of seeing where you're at with things and seeing like, you know, exactly what you would need and what your goals are and where you want to move to be successful. And then set the calendar link.
Okay. Like today's process went well. She sent me a message and we talked and I'm like, I'd love to hop on a call. I'm available this time or this time. And that worked really well.
Perfect.
That was totally you, Jill. And then I sent her and here's where I can get your contact information. And I sent her the form. That's how I did it today.
So what you could do next time is once you have her on the phone, I don't care which comes first, right? If you can get them on the phone, give them a phone. Some people just apply and never sign up for a phone call. I don't know why they do that, but.
Yeah, I had that last week.
So I always prefer phone over everything because if I get them on the phone, then I can ask them the questions that are on the application.
Gotcha.
I don't need to send them to the application if we're getting on the phone already.
Yeah, and it had like her contact. It was going to get. I was going to receive her contact information, and she seemed okay.
She sounds like it's a lot of massaging and a lot of just like reminding yourself to be a normal human too, yeah. You know, and not be like too robotic with it, because you're not going to mess up. I think sometimes we think like, oh my God, if I do something wrong, they're going to immediately be out. And it's like, look, if they want to work with you and like, you're coming with the confidence and conviction that you can help, like they're going to do whatever they need to do to work with you.
Sure.
So I think try not to think you're messing it up.
Okay. I just need to take out the steps. So it makes sense. Form and then calendar or however, but forms first, period. Okay. Thank you so much.
And then somebody will just DM you, hit you up, and then that's cool. Jump on the phone.
That was the first one. That's very exciting. That happened today. It was very exciting. So
that's awesome. Cool.
Thank you.
Here we go. Okay. Let's go with Amy and then Shelley.
Hey, Jill. Hey, guys.
You.
Where do I start? So I'm still doing live Facebook workouts. Hold on a second. I have done something weird with my video. One sec. So I'm doing live Facebook workouts for my in-person boot camp that we cannot meet in person right now, right? And that's been going pretty well. I have like lost a few people to like members who haven't been with us for a very long time because they want to train in person. We can't. I'm like, whatever. Bye, bitch. But it's working. I have friends of mine. I have other people on the internet. I have friends of our current members who are like joining and loving it. And they're giving, I put a little thing that I pinned up and I was basically like, you know, we didn't think we were going to be in this position for very long. We thought it was going to be 3 weeks. We're happy to open it up to everybody. But, you know, now that we have no ability to get new members, here's our Venmo, you know, $12 to $25 a session would be awesome. Like, and we're getting some people to like donate, and that's cool. It's like, whatever. But my husband, Nick, and I, he's also a trainer, right? We've been thinking about making this a thing. And I know, Jill, you're like membership stuff. That's like, you're committing to doing something every day. I'm thinking about continuing to do like one 30 minute to 45 minute workout, one kettlebell workout 6 days a week. So I only have to do three of them a week. My husband does the other three.
Yeah.
And we are offering it as like I just love like memberships, right? Obviously, like my whole business is on memberships, but
I mean, membership is super nice. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if you have people in there and they're paying and you feel like it's worth your time, it's amazing. It's what you get into is if you don't have a way to get new people in and you feel like you're losing members, then all of a sudden you're like, holy shit. So you need to have your retention strategies in place and then a strategy for how often you're going to launch it or how you're going to get people into it. So it's
pretty okay, because the thing is, I know this seems like it feels like a totally different business model. And right now I've got like that beginner's mindset of like, well, people already like it and they're already bummed that it's going to go away when we're out of lockdown. Hmm. And it seems like a really natural addition to the work that we do already.
Awesome.
This is my question. I think that we're going to be able to start meeting in person soon because we are outdoor training and I'm literally only going to have kettlebells out and I will literally spread people out as far as they can fucking go in the park. So I want to promote it. I want to start to like get people used to the fact that this is going to be an extra thing that we have. Like our current members are just going to, this is going to be a huge value add for the members we already have, right? They pay $179 a month for unlimited training, which is already a great deal. And now they're going to have something that they can do when they travel as well. Right. Like, I think this is great. So a couple things I have to move it. I need to move it. Cause right now it's on our open lift and sprint. Like,
right.
Okay. So paid, I need to move it to a private group first. And I'm like, I do need to do the market research to see, I've seen some other Facebook groups that have live workouts. Mostly they're with kids. It's interesting. They're mostly like moms with kids, which is fine. I have a mom, I'm a mom, I have a kid, but like, it's like, and they have like no equipment and it's like 10 or 20 bucks a month. And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, that is so cheap. Like, no. So I'm trying to figure out kind of like a price point so I can start to just wrap my head around the idea of this extra business that it feels like it fell into my lap because it forced my hand for my current mm-hmm. business. But I want to take advantage of it because I think mm-hmm. that it could be a really cool extra little like arm of our like mm-hmm. brand. So I'll do more market research, but is anybody doing shit like this? Mm-hmm. It's just like Facebook Live, 30-minute workouts, maybe 6 days a week. It's only one class a day. They'll right. be saved on there for people to view at later times, which a lot of my people are super digging. Like, yeah. I thought maybe they can't make it live, that they're like, oh, there's not as much value. But it's like, that doesn't seem to be the case at all.
Right. So industry standard for like what you're talking about, kind of continuity membership, if we're in like, it's anywhere from $20 a month to $100 a month, depending on what you're getting, because you guys are doing live workouts, it's going to be a little bit on the higher end. So I could see this at like $99 a month. If you guys wanted to do 6 workouts a week, I don't think you have to do 6 workouts a week, especially because you're keeping them on the page. So you could even get away with Monday, Wednesday, Friday workouts and make it a little bit, maybe like 79 or 59 instead, right? So I don't think, but what is key about this, any continuity membership, there needs to be other stuff. So the workouts are great, and that's why they're going to sign up, but they're going to quit after 2 or 3 months because they're like, I can get these anywhere, right? And they love your workouts, but some people, they need other incentives. They're going to, like, you don't want them joining another like, you need to be providing the programming so every month feels different. What challenge are we doing this month? What are we focusing on this month? Are we doing nutrition lives? Is there some sort of accountability process? Like, there needs to be other value adds to the membership. It can't just be the workouts. The workouts are great and it will get people at the beginning, but they will quit soon after because they're like, cool, I want to do fucking CrossFit now. Or I want to do, you know what I mean? So we need them to have a reason to stay in the group that's not just the workouts. Does that make sense? So yeah. Is there some sort of challenge every month? There's some sort of theme this month? Are we doing, are you bringing in guest speakers once a month? Like, what? How are you adding more value so that you're going to, even if they don't do the workouts, they're going to stay in because it's so high value. So I would love to see less than 6 workouts a week. I think 3 is fine. And then those are live workouts. So that's a shitload. They can do as many times as they want. And then at the like $59 to $79 range.
Okay. Great. Okay. And then I'll just go ahead and start like and create that Facebook group and start moving people over. And then I'll be back going like everybody else going, okay, now that I'm actually doing something, what do I fucking do again? Like, how do I promote this?
So best thing for you to do right now, Amy, is just get it down on paper. What do they get? What's included? How are you going to incentivize them to stay in? What additional value? And the idea with continuity is that you guys are going to be doing a shitload of work for $59. But if you have 100 people in there, you know what I mean? Now you're making, you know, $6,000 a month for that time. Right now it's worth it. So that's why numbers and continuity is important. So you're going to be offering a ton of value, way more than $59 or $79 worth, but they're going to stay in because it's so fucking good.
Cool. I like it. Awesome. All right, cool. Thanks, Jill. That's good.
Okay. Let's brainstorm, but I like it. I think I agree with you. I think giving it as a value to your current members who are paying you for outdoor workouts is a great value to keep them there. And then for all these people who don't work out with you in person, giving them an option to continue working with you after this is over.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Cool.
And then we just have to put in place ways that we're going to get new people in, right? New eyes. So That's the only thing is we got to figure out a launch schedule for that.
Okay, cool. We'll do that second once I get all this done. Yep.
Okay.
Awesome. Great.
Okay.
Thanks, honey.
You got it. Okay. Michelle, what's up? Hey, darling.
Hi. Sorry, I can't do it on my whatever, my phone, or I hate being on my phone and I can't get my video on my laptop. But so I did this 10-day challenge. It was like $10. I launched it for like 4 days or whatever. And I got like 35 people, which is great.
Amazing.
But I only did it so like they could see my new website. And then, so I didn't really think about like this being into anything differently. It's kind of fluff. It's just like, oh, let's like get 8 servings of fruits and veggies in every single day. And so I want to kind of help with that. Like, should I actually turn it into something or not? And then, but I also had a question, like when they subscribe to this little fruit and veggie challenge, it goes to my email. It doesn't go to AWeber.
Okay.
So I had import all my emails and my into AWeber, but should it be connected?
So how are you capturing their, what are you using right now to capture their, don't you have a sign up form on AWeber or no?
No, I was just straight to my website and my friend created it for me because I'm like totally inept.
So now you need to ask her where those are going, because you can create a sign up form, just a basic form on AWeber that just says name and email. And then they give you a little bit of embed code. And if your friend can do this for you, like she knows, and literally you just copy the embed code and you can put it on your website. And it will just show up as a form on your website. And that way it will just tell, it will tell your website to put those people into a specific list on AWeber that you decide. So yes, it should go automatically.
Okay. That would be nice.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm glad you just launched though. I mean, yes, it's a pain in the ass to have to do it manually, but if we're talking like a lot bigger numbers in the future, we want to have it linked up.
Yeah. Well, I freaked out yesterday because I don't really even understand, I don't understand AWeber, and I was like, oh shit, I got to get an email out because there's kind of rules. Oh, that was the other thing. So I have this Google form that like they have to track their little fruits and veggies, and I put it in the Facebook group. But is there like a place where, because it gets lost when people post their pictures and things like that. Like, is there a place in the Facebook group where it could just stay?
Yeah, you can make an announcement. So there's three little dots. You can click on the post and then it will say make announcement. It will pin to the top of the page.
Oh, that's easy. And I just do it every day, right? So they can see it every day?
Okay. Yep.
And then some people like they don't have Facebook. And so they're like, but I was like, well, all the fun stuff's going to be on Facebook. This is what we got. And so then, I don't know. Should I, and this is what I don't know about like doing group stuff. Like I've been in the Facebook group every day, right?
Awesome.
But should I email it out? Should I email them every day?
Yeah, I would. Yep.
That's not annoying, huh?
No. Because some people are more on Facebook, some more people are more on their email. Like make sure that, because remember the goal of the freebie is you want them to get a result, right? So like you got to be in their face like, hey, we got to do this thing, right? Like if they fall off, try not to see it as annoying them. Try to see them as like, hey, you want them to succeed. So you want to give them all the information and give them as much value as you possibly can so that they have every opportunity to do well. So yeah, I usually do double posting.
Okay. And then send out the email, and then I can send out the Google form and the email too. The little, okay. And then, okay. Yeah, and should this go into something else? Like, I don't know.
I mean, do you want to do one-on-one coaching?
Yeah, and I actually had people sign up that didn't sign up for the challenge that signed up for group coaching, or signed up for one-on-one coaching too. Because I just really wanted to generate people to go to my website and say, like, what's what I'm doing now?
I would do some one-on-one, like maybe some private invites from the people who are like the most active, maybe do some private invites if you want. You can do some like free, you know, like nutrition audits at the end for people or something like that, where it's like, hey, let's do a download of like seeing where you're at with things. You know, I'd be happy to jump on the phone, maybe 10, 15 minutes, like just quick download, maybe get some strategy in place. So you can call them like diet audits or success sessions, and then turn those into sales calls by asking, you know, the questions like, what are you struggling with? What do you need help with right now? Like all that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay.
Love it. That's awesome. That's a great start.
It's good. Yeah. There. Well, no, I didn't even think about it. Like, cause I did the other one in March and that one was like 35 people, but it was like $75 or whatever. I'm like, I didn't even think the thing that I paid for this with you, like it paid for itself already.
Already.
Like, wait, that was like so crazy. I never even thought about that.
Like, you know, I mean, that's what's hard about selling is like, you know, people are going to make their money back or they're going to get the result, but you have to convince them that they can, that they're confident enough to do it.
Yeah. Cause I have zero clue knowing what I'm doing. I don't know one thing that I'm doing.
No, but you're doing it. And honestly, there's so much time to understand all the strategy and everything behind it. I love, it's just, you know, like, I just love that you're just putting it out there and you're just like, cool, we're doing it. And people are fucking signing up. So to me, you're on the right track.
Okay.
I would rather the opposite. I mean, I would rather that than the opposite. The opposite where like you have all your ducks in a row and then no people. Right. So
yeah.
you're on.
Yeah, no, I was like, I'll just scramble. Once the website, I'm like, that's why it was only like 3 days. I posted it on Friday. I was like, oh, I'll just make it happen. Once it's like set, because I wanted the PayPal link to be done, because the first time, that was horrible. Trying to like vent those things. And so yep. I was like.
Yeah, a little more streamlined this next time.
Yeah, so that like, and here's the thing, when I post it, nobody even like, not nobody, but barely anyone like comments or responds. And I'm like, great. And then, like, when I went to bed, I checked my email, and I was like, oh, shit, I had all these people sign up. Like, I'm like, okay.
Remember, people be creeping.
I know. That's funny. But, that's awesome. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Awesome.
You got it. You guys are the best. Thank you for staying on, as usual. You guys are the best. I'll make sure I get this for you up. Tutorial, make sure you watch the beta testing tutorial sometime in the next 2 weeks. And then these last couple months, I can't believe you only have like about 8 weeks left, are going to move pretty quickly. We're going to talk about product development. We've already been sprinkling in a lot of the marketing and sales stuff. We're going to just go like down and dirty and all of that. I am going to be giving you guys a tutorial on membership. So if that is something that you maybe want to consider doing or think about doing, we're going to go through all of that. And everything that you need to sell. Well, we will go into paid traffic a little bit at the end, like Facebook ads, Instagram ads, stuff like that. And of course, anything we don't get to, you know, feel free to ask about. So just always impressed with you guys. Love that you're taking so much action. Love that you are not disengaging and that you're staying, showing up to the calls, exposing yourself to this stuff. It's amazing. And you're the best. So I appreciate seeing your face and spending this time with you. All right, guys, I will see you next Tuesday for a late time. Okay, bye.